The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Both Clay County basketball teams have had strong first halves of the 2023 season and are looking to hone their skills during the next month of district play to set up the third straight season where both teams would advance to state tournament action. A mid-season gauge of where the black, purple, and gold stand in the single A ranks comes tonight as the teams invade Byrdstown to meet arch rival and perennial power Pickett County. Matt Walker and his 13-3 Lady Dogs are winners of seven straight, and they look to extend that streak against Brent Smith and the 11-3 Lady Bobcats. While Rob Edwards and the 11-3 Dogs want to continue what's become a rite of passage in a yearly tradition, beating Joseph Amonette and the 10-5 Bobcats. Get ready to ring the bell, because we're here tonight for a pair of Friday night fights.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our first broadcast of this basketball season. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll call the games for you tonight. Throughout the evening, we'll be joined for the sixth consecutive year of basketball coverage by former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. For now, as always, I'm joined by the driving force behind the Horizon Sports Network, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for that kind introduction, as always, Daniel. Feels good to have the headsets back on, and I'm excited about our District 7A showcase coverage, Daniel. And we couldn't start it off with any better one.
No, it's as good as it comes right here, Clay County, Pickett County. We know what this is about.
Besides those 16 league games that matter, we'll have four other non-conference games that we'll call down this home stretch of the regular season. And there's no better way to kick off season six, just like we talked about here on the hardwood, than with wins over the teams from Birdstown.
Yeah, that set the tone. A pair of nice wins Tuesday night over at Redbone Springs. Each team 1-0 in district play. To get to 2-0 in district play tonight against one of the league leaders, that'd be big.
It would be huge. But we wouldn't be here without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough for jumping on board year after year. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games and those Redbone Springs games you talked about, Daniel. Up next, as we do in each broadcast, we'll wrap up the Clay County season so far and a whole lot more. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. But tonight, we're just going to quickly say the Lady Dogs got to 13-3 by down in Redbone Springs 50-36 Tuesday in a game that was much closer than the final score shows. The girls have also beaten some good teams along the way and lost twice early on before they got started, really. And before falling to a super-talented York team, Coach Walker has his team tuned in his seventh season, though, doesn't he, Daniel?
He certainly does. And two of those losses came in the same day, Hall of Fame games, as you mentioned. We were not at full strength. I don't even count them. We've really lost one game on this girls' side.
And on the boys' side, they, too, beat Redbone Springs by a score of 66-53 in a competitive game to improve to 11-3. And their losses have come to Livingston Academy, that same York team, and one of those tough Kentucky teams over Christmas break. He's in year 23, Daniel, and Coach Edwards has another team poised to make a run.
Oh, five seniors at start. Anything less than a state tournament appearance and a shot at a gold ball, I think, would be a disappointment. And just a disclaimer, that Livingston loss, only seven Bulldogs on the roster that night. All the rest of the guys were still playing football at that point, so kind of deceiving there for the loss to the Hall guy.
No doubt. Daniel, we'll let folks read all the details of those games in the paper this week. And, folks, we'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Pickett County here in Birdstown on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update. Recent district games this week on Tuesday night. It was Clark Range beating Jordansville 45-40. Clay County beat Redbourne Springs 50-36. And Pickett County, outside of district play on Tuesday night, beat Clinton County, Kentucky by a score of 51-41. Tonight's action, 11-3 Pickett County ladies hosting the 13-3 Clay County Lady Bulldogs. We're about 5 minutes from tip-off of that one. Other action includes 6-10 Gordonsville hosting 9-6 Redbourne Springs. Coach Sims, I'm going to let you pick the winner of that one. Who do you like? Gordonsville hosting Redbourne Springs.
I still go with Redbourne on that one. I think they're just a little too good for Gordonsville.
12-4 Clark Range tonight, hosting 9-9 Monterey, a non-district game. Other games this weekend, Saturday, Gordonsville travels to 4-10 Macon County. Also on Saturday, Clark Range takes a trip to 10-3 Oneida, a bit of a non-district rivalry there, two teams that often play, I think. And who do you like in that, Coach?
Well, Oneida, year in, year out, they have a pretty good team, but Clark Range seems like they can always find a way to beat them, so I'll probably just go with Clark Range again.
Coach Rogers and the Lady Buffs, Coach Sims says. And finally, Monday, it's Redbourne Springs hosting 9-7 Smith County. Current District 7A standings really early right now. No real trend has been set. Two teams tied with 1-0 records in the district, Clay County and Clark Range. Two other teams tied for third, both 0-1 in district play. That's Gordonsville and Redbourne Springs. Pickett County has yet to play a district contest. They're about to do that in a few moments. This Girls 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Mice to lice, gnats to rats. Budget Pest Control kills them fast and to the last.
Yes. When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, time for Tipsy's Final Take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's, Tipsy said tonight's the night the Lady Dogs need to make a statement and prove they are the best team in this league. You know, Pinckney County was picked first ahead of Clay County, despite what they did in the state tournament last year. And I think the Lady Dogs need to use this one as motivation to win up here for the second year in a row, which is a hard thing to do. And like I do every year, I want to say I know a guy that knows all about how hard it is to win up here, and that's legendary Lady Dog head coach Joe Sims. You talked to him earlier. I want to introduce him to everybody. He's won a few up here, you know, along with nearly 500 wins, 7 district titles, 6 region crowns, 14 sub-state appearances, 10 trips to the state tournament, 4 state runners-up, and that state championship that we'll never forget while coaching here almost 20 years. Coach Sims, like I always say, it's an honor to have you. We really appreciate what you bring to the table, and thanks for being here again.
I appreciate it. I enjoy doing it. I don't know if I bring anything, but I enjoy doing it anyway. Maybe I put a little.
Oh, you bring plenty to it, Coach. I know, like we said before, Coach Walker loves going back and listening just to hear your opinion and your evaluation of the games. What about this one tonight? Big contest.
Well, it is. It's really big. You know, you come up here the first week of the district season, and, you know, I hadn't seen Pinckney. Just watched their scores, but evidently they're awfully good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're pretty good, too, so, you know, kind of fill each other out, I guess, at the start, you know, see how this game goes, and then, you know, adjust the rest of your games, and hopefully we can win it. If we don't, then we can get them next time at home. But yeah, I think they only lost one girl last year, and yeah. I think they got a good freshman came up. So, yeah, I look for it to be a good game.
Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now for the national anthem. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here live, getting close to time for action. And that means it's time for the State Farm Girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. For the Pinckney County Lady Bobcats, their head coach, Brent Smith. He's in his 28th season overall. 16th season is the girls' coach here at Byrdstown. 11-4 record on the season. First district action for them. Starting a junior, number 12, Allie Aminette. Junior, number 13, Ella Kate Kiesling. A freshman, number 30, Zoe Nicholas. A sophomore, number 33, Emmy Lowe. And a sophomore, number 44, Kelly Reeder. Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach, Matt Walker, seventh season overall, 143 wins to 65 losses in his career. A strong 13-3 record this season, 1-0 in district play. Starting for Clay County, a junior, number 2, Bella Ashlock. A senior, number 10, Abby Head. A junior, number 21, Hallie Buford. A senior, number 23, Bradley Burchett. And a senior, number 40, Izzy Hale. This has been the State Farm Girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. District 7A basketball time right here in Byrdstown, Tennessee. Our first broadcast of this 2023 season. Happy to be here on hand to do it. Two veteran coaches. I'll call Coach Walker. Coach Sims, a veteran now, seventh year overall. Yes. Of course, Coach Smith been doing this a long time, 28th season. So you know there's going to be no shortage of good coaching in this game.
No, they're both really good.
Looks like Bella Ashlock going to step into tip for it against sophomore Kelly Reeder. Whistle steps in, ball's in the air, this one's underway. Ashlock controls the tip, Hale with it, gives off to Abby Head, and the senior point guard going to set up the offense for the ladies tonight, wearing black. Clay County shoots at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Hallie Buford left wing, backs it out, kicks back to Burchett, top of the key. She drives inside, spins, picks up the dribble, back to Buford. Now Abby out top, and the offense resets. Coach Walker on his feet, sending an instruction. Burchett out left wing, defended by Reeder. Izzy Hale, high post, drives in, kicks out the head, now back to Hale. She's working under the hoop, shots up, good. Clay County leads 2-9. Izzy Hale on the board first.
Yeah, Coach Walker going to this two-post look, Coach Sims. It's not something we've seen out of this team for a while.
Well, yeah, his personnel kind of dictates that. You know, Izzy, that's the only place she can play. Bradley's, she can't play out on the floor, but she's pretty much a post player, too. So if this lineup, that's pretty much what he's got to do.
Emmy Lowe with it out top, swings over to Kiesling. She fires a three, no good. Rebound down inside by the freshman Nichols, and a foul call. Foul's going to go against Clay County, I believe, Ashlock.
I was trying to figure out what Pickett was playing. I think they're in a box and one, or a triangle and one, or something like that. They're matched on the Halley, and I think the rest of them's playing zone.
Izzy Hale called for the personal. Clay County's first team foul. Freshman Zoe Nicholas at the line hits the first one. Coach Walker talks highly of this young player, says she's really good
at
the ticket.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Like I said, I hadn't seen her play, but I've heard she's really good.
We're evened up now at two apiece for these squads as Nicholas knocks down both of the free throws. Ashlock inbounds the head. Abby going to walk it down the floor across the timeline and be picked up out top by Lowe. Head out right wing, inside the Burchett, power move in the paint, working against Reeder. Foul's going to be called against Zoe Nicholas. She reached in trying to get the ball away from Burchett and was called for the personal.
I think he switched that time. I think he's in straight man. Got some help off whoever was guarding Izzy there on Briley, but it looked like man.
They did call it a shooting foul. Burchett at the line to shoot two. First one's away. And Bradley connects. Burchett, a great scorer, has over 1,200 points in her career as a Lady Dog. All the stats we use here on the Horizon Sports Network for basketball purposes provided to us by Andrew Med as an assistant coach for both of these squads. Burchett hits both of those. Clay County in front, 4-2, 6:30 and ticking first quarter. Pickett County with the ball, low with it out top. Swings left, three-pointer taken and missed by Nicholas. Rebounded, though, by Kiesling. Another three-pointer, Reeder this time, left corner, no good. Another rebound by the Lady Bobcats. Three-pointer taken from right wing. This one off the hands of Kiesling, no good. Rebound Ashlock, middle with it. Heads up court, dishes out to Buford. Pass just a little too high and out of bounds. turnovers not something that we need to commit a lot of.
No. No, Matt was pretty disappointed the way they played down at Watertown, the turnovers anyway. He said they had 31 game, 25 one game. The last one they did better had like 15, but that's just way too many.
Nicholas with it goes cross court now. Three-pointer taken and hit from left wing by Ella Kate Kiesland, the junior. She's in her second year starting for Pickett County. Was that Kiesland or Aminette?
It was Kiesland, Daniel.
I have trouble. One wires 12, does a 13. Abby Head out top, works to the right, defended by Lowe, creates space, gives it to Buford. Hallie with it, dribbles in, dribbles out, in again, now to Hale, baseline, into the paint, spin, shoot, score. Izzy Hale with 4 points, and Clay County's up 6-5. 5:15 and ticking.
This is a strong move to the basket right there by Hale. Nice touch, getting to go.
The freshman, Zoe Nicholas, adds 2 more points. Pickett County back in front, 7-6. 5:05 first quarter. Burchett, right wing. Now Buford out top, swings the head at left wing. Back to Briley. Inside to Hale. Hale with the hot hand. Another shot up, a foul call. Easy going to go to the free throw line. The foul is against Stanley Aminette, the junior. Hale going to the free throw line where she's a 47% shooter on the season. Misses the first. Clay County 6, Pickett County 7. 4:53 mark, first quarter. Second one's away. Off the back of the iron, bounces around. No good. Rebound. Pickett County. Zoe Nicholas with it. Kicks to Reeder. Now back in the hands of Nicholas at right wing. Pretty good size girl for a freshman.
Yeah.
Nicholas defended by Head, left wing, kicks the low, low inside, back to Nicholas, three-pointer, a deep one, good. A nice stroke by the freshman, Zoe Nicholas, and Pickett County with a 4-point lead, 10-6 over Clay County.
Coach, how long can you stay in a 2-3 zone when you're hitting threes like that?
They're running 4 and 5 out. You can't stay in too long. They're going to shoot you out of the gym for hitting anything.
Ball knocked out of bounds by Pickett. Ashlock to inbound from beneath the Clay County hoop. Bella works into Easy. Easy with it. Power dribble. Power spin. Shot up. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Bella's put back good. 10-8. Clay County trailing by 2. Sophomore Emmy Lowe across the timeline. Sets up shop at the top of the key. Works to Nicholas at right wing. They swing around the perimeter. Another three-pointer taken. No good by Aminette. Rebound. That'll take Keeson. Her put back no good. Rebound and put back again. Good. Pickett County out hustling us on the board right now.
We haven't got any rebounds, I don't think. Don't seem like.
12-8. Pickett with a 4-point advantage. 3:30 and ticking. First quarter. Burchett with it. Right side. Dribbles into the paint. Left-handed layup. No good. Rebound Reeder. Reeder works ahead to Lowe. Emmy Lowe at left wing. Kicks to Aminette. Back to Lowe. She fires a triple. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Touch pass over to Burchett. Goes out of bounds. Pickett County maintains possession.
Yeah, second chance points killing Clay County right now, Coach.
Yeah, they're slinging all those threes up, and usually the rebounds go long, but these ain't really going that long. They're still getting them, though.
Emmy Lowe with it out top, defended by Head, swings into the corner, three-pointer taken, and missed by Kiesland. Rebound Izzy Hale. Izzy playing a fine first quarter so far. Works ahead to Hallie Buford. Buford jump shot, mid-range, good. A nice stroke by the Southpaw. 3 minutes left in this first quarter. It's been a back-and-forth battle. Currently Pickett 12, Clay County 10.
And that was a
three-pointer from left wing, good, by Ellie Aminette, the junior. And Pickett with a 5-point lead in front, 15-10. Abby Head across the timeline. Madison Hayes has come to the scorer's table to check in. Inside feed to Ashlock. Shot no good off the back of the iron. Rebound Nicholas, works ahead to Emmy Lowe. Lowe at right wing. Back out top to Nicholas. Now Aminette. Three-pointer good. And Britt Smith squad with a hot hand right now. A commanding 8-point lead, 18-10, and a timeout taken by Coach Walker. We'll be right back.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
After two straight three-pointers from Allie Amonette, Pickett County leads Clay County 18-10, 2:24 left here in the first quarter, Daniel. It's all about the outside shooting of the Lady Bobcats right now.
We know they play well in this gym, and they're doing it tonight so far. Listeners, in case you did not know, we do have video feed that we're going to have tied into our broadcast this year. The easiest way to find that, along with our audio, is Burchett takes a three-pointer. Go to the Del Hall Horizon Facebook page. That's the easiest way for me to do it. You can access it through the page you're listening on right now via your phone or home computer. But video is also available synced with our audio right now.
Yeah, and that's thanks to Matt Adams. He's the president of the Russell Richardson Sea Club for football, but he's also a big supporter of basketball, and he's here with us tonight and going to be here with us all season.
No points on that Clay County possession. Pickett County back with it, and they get points as Keesland knocks down another three-pointer. Coach Sims, they are hot.
Hell, they're not shy about shooting, I'll say that for them.
21-10 now the lead. Very early in this contest, though. Minute 35 left in the first quarter. Inside pass to Hayes, and Madison Hayes adds her first points of the night.
I thought when Matt called the timeout, he'd go man, but he hadn't.
Wide open three-pointer, no good. Keesland missed it a little wide. Rebound Abby Head with it. Gives off to Buford. Hallie left wing, cross-court to Ashlock. Bella, three-pointer out wing, too strong. Rebound Hayes has it taken away by Lowe. Emmy Lowe with it across the timeline. Into the front court, shot up, six-foot righty, no good. Rebound Bella. The junior with it crosses the timeline, wants to get aggressive to the hoop. Shot is blocked by Kelly Reeder and goes out of bounds. Clay County inbound from the baseline.
Clay County doing a little better job on the boards these last few possessions.
Yeah, we have got some rebounds.
Hale and company getting bodies on people down there and getting position, Daniel.
Burchett with it on the inbound. Kicks to Buford. Long three-pointer from Hallie's good. Knocked the bottom out of it. Buford has matured into a great player for this Lady Dog team.
Yes.
The junior sharpshooter gets her first three-pointer of the night. And we've got a six-point game, guys. 21-15, Pickett's favor. Three-pointer good by Pickett County. It's Allie Amonette with another one. Ella Kate Keesman and Allie Amonette, a pair of juniors, the only two juniors on this team. No seniors on this squad, so they're the leaders, and they're showing it early in this one. 24-15, 9 points for difference. Clay trails, 15 seconds and ticking left in the first quarter. Abby Head letting time dwindle. Under 10 seconds to play now. Seven. Down to five. Buford, left wing, three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Hayes. Put back in the buzzer, no good. First quarter ends. It's been an exciting one so far. Pickett County 24, Clay County 15.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Birdstown here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County trails Pickett County 24-15 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. Izzy Hale and has 4 points. Hallie Buford, 5. Bella Ashlock, 2. And Maddie Hayes, 2. For Clay County, leading the way for Pickett County. Allie Amonette, 3 three-pointers with 9 points. Ella Kate Keesling, 6. Zoe Nicholas, 7. And Ava Keesling has 2, Daniel. This Lady Dog Scoring Summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit ClayCountyFarmSupply.com or stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today.
Points for both teams already here in the second quarter. It was Nicholas adding two for Pickett County, Bella Ashlock adding two for Clay County, and now Kelly Reeder with two more for the Lady Bobcats. Going to be a high-scoring affair at this pace.
For them, it is.
28-17 right now, Pickett County with an 11-point lead. Matty Hayes inside, shot it in and out, no good. Rebound Reeder. Reeder outlet past the logo across the timeline to Zoe Nicholas. Nicholas now works against Buford. No, that's head she works against. Gets inside, shot no good. Rebound Burgett. Bradley gets it to Abby. Abby across the timeline to Hallie. Buford back to head. Now back to Buford. Three-pointer. Good. Hallie Buford, second three-pointer of the night. Makes this an eight-point game. 6:35 and ticking second quarter. Two really good basketball teams. I've not seen AP polls. I don't even know if they're out. But you got to think two of the better teams in single-A basketball.
Yeah. They haven't many polls come out yet. It's usually about the second week of January before they start coming out.
Of course, Clay County 13-3 on the year. Pickett County 11-4. Those losses came against Cumberland County, Livingston Academy, Hardin Valley. The losses, I guess I've got 11-4. They may just be 11-3.
11-3 talking about Coach T.
11-3 is correct. Free throw good by Reeder, putting Pickett County back in front by 9, 20-29. Of course, Clay County's three losses. Two of them came in the same day against Scott High and Colefield. Then the other loss to York Institute. York, a really strong double-A girls team. Reeder misses the second free throw. 29-20. Clay County back with the basketball. 6:15 mark of the second quarter. Abby Head walks across the timeline. Has it at the top of the key. High post now to Izzy Hale. Izzy drives the right side of the lane. Spins left, shot up. Ooh, in and out, no good. Had a good look at it. Could not fall, though. Rebound Pickett County, low it, right wing, kicks across to Nicholas. Now Reeder out top, low, back to Reeder, back to Nicholas. Just an outside perimeter game right now for the Lady Bobcats looking for an open shot. So defensively, we're still in that 2-3?
We are now. We were playing some man earlier, but now he's back in straight 2-3 now.
Keesland, three-pounder, right wing, too strong, rebounded by Pickett County. They have missed three-pointers, but they have rebounded each of them, it feels like. Nicholas with it. Top of the key. Swings to low. Three-pointer, Amy Low. No good. Rebound, Izzy Hale. Abby Head with it. Single-digit deficit here. Nine-point game. Pickett County 29. Clay County 20. 5:10 mark, second quarter. Izzy Hale, left corner, inside the Ashlock. Bella going to be fouled. Nicholas picks up her second personal foul of the contest. Should be the third team foul against Pickett County. It also shows Clay County with three team fouls. I missed a couple of those. Ashlock good on the first free throw. Bella on the season, a 70.4% free throw shooter. She'd hit 19 of 27 coming into tonight. Lane violation by Pickett, but that's not a lane violation when they stood in.
She made the shot, so
it don't matter. Okay. I was hoping it might earn her another one.
Now you're going to get one.
Ashlock good on both of those free throws, making it a seven-point game. 5 minutes left in the second. Pickett with the ball. Low out top. Swings over to Aminette. Aminette with it. Pulls the trigger on a three. Left wing too strong. Rebound this time by sophomore Lacey Wicks, who's checked into the contest. She gives off to Hallie Buford. Buford going to run the point while Abby Head gets a breather. No heads on the floor. On the floor for Clay County, Izzy Hale, Lacey Wicks, Abby Head, Briley Burchett, and Hallie Buford. Abby Head with it out top right now.
Yeah, here's a chance to go inside to Briley Burchett again. Coach Smith back in man here, looks like Coach.
Yeah.
Reeder off the floor.
They're switching every trip or two. You know, they show 2-3, and like I said, box of one or something early. Man, sometimes.
kind of his M.O., isn't it? He throws a lot of things at you.
How hard is that to play against when you don't know what you're going to get in strip?
If the kids can look at it and realize what it is, but, you know, of course the coach can, but getting the message relayed to them sometimes is kind of tough, you know.
So do you have two different approaches depending on which one it is that you're getting?
Oh, yeah, you got a completely different set of offenses to what you're playing against. I used to keep a card over there, and this is all my one-guard front offenses. This is all my two-guard front offenses. This is all my man offenses.
Right. One free throw good by Buford, the other no good, and a timeout taken by Pickett County, 32nd variety. We'll be right back. Pickett County 29, Clay County 23, halfway through the second.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live, 4:15 and ticking. Pickett County with the basketball. Clay County has cut into this. Pickett out by as much as 11 at times, maybe more. Right now it's a 6-point game, 29-23. Three-pointer taken and hit by the big post player, sophomore Callie Reeder. She's not only good inside, but also shows skill from outside. She's a solid player.
Yeah. You know, they really don't have much post game. I mean, when she's in there, they don't look to throw it to her very much.
Izzy Hale adds two more. 6 points on the night, I believe, for Hale. 32-25. Pickett County trying to build on this 7-point lead they have. Tompkins with it inside, gives to Lowe. Lowe going to be fouled. Might have a Buford. Buford just a little out of possession as she tried to block the shot there. Hallie picks up her first personal. Actually, her second.
You know, Clay County doing a good job staying in this one, guys.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, we're definitely in it.
Yeah, Pickett County made 6 threes in that first quarter. So to be able to stay in it within striking distance early in this first half, I think it's a pretty good job.
No doubt. 6 threes. Wow.
Figure out some way to get a hand in her face a little better than we are. We're still getting wide open looks.
Low with the free throw line, knocks down both of those. Makes it a 9-point game. Pickett County 34, Clay County 25. 3:25 and tick in second quarter. Abby head across the timeline, gives Dashock in the corner. Back out top now, head with it. Back down low, Abby, you move, and a big foul. Number 45, Addie Lowe, younger sister of Emmy Lowe. Emmy a sophomore, Addie a freshman. And that was a pretty vicious hack.
Yeah.
Bella Ashaw going to go to the line again. Her second trip to that place tonight. First one's away and good.
Right. You talked about Reeder and Lowe, the two sophomores. They didn't score in that huge first quarter that Pickett County had. Now they're coming on here in the second, Daniel.
Ashaw good on both of the free throws, making it a 7-point game. Pickett 34, Clay 27. Low with it, left wing. It's the younger of the two. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Ashlock. Not Ashlock, but Burchett. I apologize. Burchett gives to Ashlock. Bell across the timeline to Buford. Buford, three-pointer, left wing. In and out, no good. She's hit two already, but they came from the right wing. Rebound, Pickett. Tompkins quickly to the other end. Her shot, no good off the glass. Rebound, Hale. Abby Head with it, one-on-one in the front court. Works against Demi Lowe. Picks up the dribble, circles back out. Gives to Burchett at right wing. Bradley hands off to Hattie. Buford runs the offense. Coach Walker sends in the play. Abby Head comes up, takes the ball to run the point. Big possession here. 7-point game. We could cut it down to a 4-point game with a 3-pointer, and it's Burchett fires the 3-pointer just a little short off the front of the iron. Rebound Pickett County. Emmy Lowe with it at right wing. Gives to Keesley. Now Addie Lowe. Now Tompkins, back to Addie Lowe, out Tom. No Lady Bobcat in the paint. Everybody on the outside.
That's what I said. It's hard to guard the three if they've got five out. I mean.
Now they set up with two post players, Tompkins and Reeder down low. Three-pointer, Eddie Lowe, no good. Rebound, Izzy Hale. Izzy playing tough. We mentioned that already. A good first half for her. Minute 45 and ticking. Buford with it. Drives baseline. 10-foot jump shot. No good. Rebound, Reeder. Reeder gets the low. Emmy across the timeline. Left wing. Drives inside. Hands off to Tompkins. Tompkins into the paint. Loses the ball. Ashcott collects it. Heads the other way. Bella across the timeline. Dishes over to Buford. Three-pointer by Hattie. Good.
Yeah!
Basket's good as she fouled. Hattie Buford going to go to the line. Freshman Addie Lowe got the body into her, coach. Chance for a four-point play.
Yeah, that's big. Let's cut this thing to three here.
34-30. Basket's good. Foul against Pickett, just like we called it. 34-30 the score. Hattie Buford at the line to try to make this a one-possession, three-point game. Buford on the season, a 74% free throw shooter. Nice play, Thomas.
Yeah, it was. Her second three of this quarter, Daniel. She's got seven in the quarter. Ashlock has six. So the two juniors really coming on for the Lady Dogs.
Buford completes that four-point play. Now she gets a breather. Junior Kendall Matthews checks in. Timeout taken by Coach Smith. Second timeout of the first half for him. We're going to go to break. Minute 24 left in the second quarter. Clay County 31, Piggy County 34.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Birdstown, where Clay County has rallied from an 11-point deficit to cut it to three here, Daniel, with a minute 24 left in the first half. Hallie Buford just completed a four-point play. She's got 13 in the contest already.
Got there quickly. Great job by her. Addie Lowe with it. Drives baseline. Gives to her sister, Emmy. Now to Tompkins. Tompkins drives in. Left-handed floater. No good. Rebound, Burchett. Minute 5 left here in the first half of play. Abby Head with it. Going to slowly walk across the timeline. Clay County trailing by 3. They could tie it up, depending on their shot selection on this possession. Head dribbles behind the back. Gives off to Matthews. Matthews to Burchett. Bradley, 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebound, Reeder. Reeder gives Demi Lowe, looks over to her head coach, Brent Smith. He sends his instructions in. 40 seconds and ticking here in the first half. Demi Lowe drives inside, working against Ted. Shots up no good, but a foul call. And it could be against Matthews, who collapsed in.
Well, that's kind of the first time we've seen that tonight. Demi Lowe ISO'd out top, Daniel. We saw that quite a bit last season. Of course, it's hard to drive on a 2-3 zone, but she did it there.
She did. She's a good player. We know that. The sophomore at the free throw line knocks down the front end of a pair of free throws. The personal was called against Abby Head, her first of the contest. Pickett County with 16 fouls in this first half. Clay County with 5. 36.8 seconds left here in the second. Lowe hits the second free throw. And Pickett County up by 5, 36-31. Two great single-A ladies basketball teams waging war here. 30 seconds left to settle it in the first half. Abby Head eyes the scoreboard, checks the time, listens to Coach Walker, who's up pacing the floor. Working it down now to 15 seconds. Coach, what do you think we're setting up here?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Down to 10 seconds. Head still with it. Left wing.
Ball screen.
Now right wing, now drives, now gets to Hale, shuts up by Izzy, good in the paint. Izzy Hale, she scored the first 2 points of the first half. She scores the last 2 points of the first half. Clay County has battled back after trailing by several. It's a three-point game. Pickett County 36, Clay County 33 here at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails Pickett County 36-33 here at the break in Birchtown. It's time for your Gone Country Cafe. Time for them to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County fell behind 24-15 at the end of the first quarter after the Lady Bobcats nailed 6 3-pointers. In the period, but they rallied in the second after falling behind by 11. It was 28-17 early in the second stanza when they came on down the stretch to outscore the Lady Bobcats 18-12. For Pickett County, Allie Aminette made 3 threes in that first quarter but did not score in the second. She's got 9 points. Same for Ella Kate Keesland. She made 2 in the first quarter. She's got 6 at the half. Callie Reeder has 6. Also, Emilo, 4 points for Pickett County. Zoe Nicholas has 9 to lead the way, and Ava Kiesling has 2 off the bench. For Clay County, they're being led by Hallie Buford. She had a big second quarter, scored 8 of her 13 points in that second stanza. And then Izzy Hale, a nice first half, also 8 points at the break, along with Bella Ashlock with 8. Briley Burchett and Maddie Hayes both have 2. For Clay County. This first half breakdown's been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the historic Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch until 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any.
Welcome back here to the Poplar Grove Money Shop Halftime Show. Time for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. We'll start off with Hermitage Springs Elementary School basketball. Don't have an update on the girls' 5th and 6th and junior high teams. I do know that the junior high boys right now are 1-10 on the season. They won their last game, which was a 23-11 victory over Union Heights. They have slowly improved all year long, according to head coach Josh Jenkins down there. And the Pee Wee boys at Herman Springs, 5th and 6th grade, currently they are 0-6 on the season. Action for all four teams at Herman Springs, my understanding, is Monday night when they host Dodson Branch. That's going to be 8th grade night down there. I know the boys team has four 8th graders, Cortez Martin, Lucas Graves, J.T. Smith, and Logan Rich. All those young men will be honored there, along with the other 8th grade cheerleaders and girls players down at Hermitage Springs. Salina K-8 Junior High Basketball. Actually, we'll start with 5th and 6th. The K-8 teams will travel to Red Bull and Springs tomorrow morning for a 10 o'clock tip-off. The girls team that's led by Brittany Boone sets at 7-3 on the year, while the boys team led by Marty Maxfield is 10-4. Both teams will wrap up the regular season on Monday night on the road in Carthage against Smith County for a 4:30 tip-off. Salina K-8 Junior High Basketball, currently the junior high girls and Coach Boone are 8-5 on the year. Those five losses, several of those have been single possession losses. They could easily have had some more wins there. They're a strong team. Coach Maxfield and the boys, after having a rough start, they've steadily improved, have had a couple winning streaks. They're now 5-8 on the year. The Salina K-8 Junior High teams will also travel to Carthage on Monday night for action following those Pee Wee games. Quickly, our collegiate players, Tyreek Key in the number 8th ranked 12-2 Vols. He's appeared in 14 games this year, started 12 of them for the Big Orange, averaging right at 10 points a game. They beat Mississippi State in Knoxville Tuesday night. Tomorrow they travel to Columbia to meet the South Carolina Gamecocks for a 2:30 Central tip-off. Grant Strong and the Golden Eagles, 5-11 on the year. Grant's appeared in 15 out of 16 games and started three of those, the last three, I believe, averaging a little over 5 points a game. He's had as many as 22 at times this year. Last night they won against Eastern Illinois 70-49 in Cooper. Tomorrow they go on the road to face off with UT Martin for a 3:30 tip-off. I know it was Upper Cumberland night at the Hoop last night. Coach Maxfield took the Sonic 8 boys teams over. They had a great time. Grant Strong took time after the game to take some pictures with them. That was very nice. Katie Arms and the Freed Hardeman Lady Lions, they're 11-4 on the year. She appeared in 8 games this year. They also play tomorrow in Georgetown, Kentucky. And Cherokee Upton is at Ball State. The Lady Pioneers 5-7 on the year. This week's Focus Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Kernbrunn Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. The teams have switched ends of the floor. Clay County working at the hoop to our right now during this second half of play. The bench in front of where they're sitting there, the hoop in front of where their bench is. Burchett opens up with a three-pointer, no good from left wing. Rebound by Nichols. Nichols got those two personals, Coach, and had to see it. She comes back in the third and scores here.
Yeah, it's not good for us, that's for sure.
I see why Coach Walker talks so highly of her.
Yeah, she's a good player.
Burgett with it. Power move inside off the glass. No good. Reeder got some body. No whistles blow, though. Piggott County turns it over. Could not cleanly handle the rebound. So Clay County with another opportunity here. 5 points the difference on the scoreboard. Piggott County 38, Clay County 33. Third quarter just underway. Abby Head with it. Out top. Sets up it right wing. Gives to Buford. Hallie had a good first half. 13 points, Thomas said, I believe. Now Hale inside. She's been strong all night. That shot just did not fall. Had a good look at it. And it goes out of bounds. Apparently off the fingertips of a, I guess nobody touched it after easy shot.
I don't know.
Looked like it went off Lady Bobcats, but our vantage point not as good as the officials for sure. Piggott County now, Amy Lowe out, Tom.
Well, we're playing man now.
Some adjustments. Coach Sims calls out man coverage here for the ladies. They work inside to Reader. Reader adds 2 points. 6:30 mark, third quarter. Piggott back in front by 7, 40-33. These teams met 3 times last season. Clay County won all of those, swept them. Hale inside, spin, shoots, misses, and a foul call. This is going to go against Clay County. Hale going to be called for the personal. That's easy second. She checks out. Junior Maddie Hayes checks in. Clay County's won 4 straight in this series over Piggott. Coach Walker's met them 17 times, has a 7-10 record against Piggott County. Reader inside. Coach, we talked about a lack of post presence. Now they come out trying to feed the post.
Well, that's because we're playing man.
Ball taken away by Clay County. Burchett travels and gives the ball back to the Lady Bobcats.
I think they're trying to be throwing it inside and hitting all them threes, though.
Yeah.
We just need to score some.
It's kind of choose your poison ending, Coach. You go man, they're going to go to the post. You stay in the zone, they're going to start shooting from the outside. And it's really with both teams is what you're seeing here.
You get such huge momentum off those three-pointers, and that's the thing. So, yeah, I'm like you. I'd rather see the slower inside game come from the Lady Bobcats. Reader with him. Gives off Daminette. She thought about a three. Bradley Burchett denies it. Hands off Demi Lowe. Lowe resets the offense. Coach Smith up. She fires a long one. Does Lowe. No good rebound. Abby Head. Head pushes it now. Cross the timeline to Ashlock. Bella inside. Jump shot. Left block. Was blocked out of bounds by Reader. Clay County maintains possession.
Just need to break the ice. Get one to go in the hole here. Played for almost 3 minutes. We hadn't scored.
Burchett inside.
Yeah, we have
patented underhand layup. Good. Andrews contact.
Yeah, I got a foul.
Burchett going to the line. 5-point game, 40-35.
Big bucket for Bradley Burchett there. Just 2 free throws in the first half, guys, for, you know, pretty much the team's leading scorer. I know they got 3 averaging about 10. Bradley's really come on over Christmas, averaging about 15 in the last 5 or 6 games. And that's a big bucket for her to get some confidence going in this second half.
She completes the 3-point play, making it a 4-point game. Piggott County 40, Clay County 36. 5 minutes left in this third quarter. Nicholas with it. Hands off to Lowe. Emmy Lowe drives, picks up, spins, shoots, and is fouled. Ashlock going to be called for the foul. Pretty good job of selling the foul.
Yeah.
Below. I'm not saying it didn't take place, but she definitely made it look like it did.
Yeah.
And that's part of being a good player. Low at the line, we don't have season averages on Pickett, but I'm sure she's a high percentage free throw shooter. First one is good.
Well, she got all of her points from the line, Daniel. That made her 5 for 5 so far tonight, so I'd say you're right. Make it 6.
That makes it 42-36. 6 points the difference in this one. Clay County has trailed pretty much this whole game. The biggest margin, Thomas, was it 11 or did it get to 13?
Early in that second quarter, it got to 11, Daniel, and then Buford made a big three at that point to kind of keep it single digits. And it's been there ever since.
Maddie Hayes with a bucket from right block. Good assist off the hands of Hallie Buford. 4.5 minute mark, third quarter, 42-38 the score. Low with it in the right corner. She's in a bit of a mess there, needs some help. No teammates come. Now Aminette does. And Aminette right in front of Coach Smith with it. The Lady Bobcats get their instructions from the 28-year veteran. Put the play into motion. Nicholas with it. Drives the right side. Shots up off the glass. No good. Rebound Hayes. Now there's a scrum for it. And the jump ball's going to be called. Possession arrow in favor of Pickett County. So the Lady Bobcats are inbound. They do work at the hoop to our left. I'm sure several of you are watching the video feed with this. Some may be listening, so we'll try to give those directions on occasion to try to paint the picture. 4 points the difference here. 42-38. Pickett with it. Any low. 8-foot jumper. Little short. Rebound Abby Head. Clay County with an opportunity, and it's taken away. Reeder comes up behind, head on the wires, and steals it back for the Lady Bobcats. Nicholas with it, right wing. Dishes over there to Keesland. Three-pointer good.
That's a killer.
And it all comes off the heels of a turnover there.
Yeah, she thought everybody had gone down the floor, and she didn't realize she was still behind her.
3:25 and ticking, third quarter. Pickett 45, Clay 38. Foul called on the floor. Ella Kate Keesland going to be called for the touch foul. First foul of the second half for Pickett. Actually, the second. That is Keesland's first personal. Pickett's second team foul. Abby Head with it. Drives the right side of the lane. Spins left. Shot up in the paint. No good. A rebound by Reeder. Pickett County has dominated the boards.
Yeah.
Emmy Lowe now with it. She's under pressure from Head and Ashlong. Gives off to Reeder. Reeder cross court to Keesland. Three-pointer good. Coach Walker wanting a timeout, I believe. Got to be granted it. A big three-pointer by Ella Kate Keesland surges the Lady Bobcats back in front by 10, 48-38. 2:54 mark, third quarter.
Signs.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back live coming out of this timeout. Clay County needing a bucket just to stop the Pickett County momentum.
Yeah, is it 2-3? Extended.
2:45 mark, third quarter. Burchett with it. Inside, power move, shots up, good. Burchett started on the right baseline, drove all the way across the paint, and scored from left block. 8-point game, 48-80. Lady Bobcats in front. Nicholas with it, top of the key. Dishes off to Keesland. Ella Kate Keesland with a hot hand, misses that one. Rebound, heavy head. Head with her eyes up court. Can't find an outlet pass. Now dishes off the Ashoggy right wing. Burchett wants it inside. Had position. Buford, though, with it. Kicks over to Head in the corner. Three-pointer, yes. Good. Abby Head knocking down the triple, and now just 5 points the difference.
First points of the night for Abby Head. Couldn't come at a better time, Daniel. Clay County responds with a 5-0 run here.
Emilio fires the three. Little short. Rebound Ashok. Bella with it. Presses the issue. Comes across the timeline. Crosses up low. Gets inside. Dishes to Burchett. Burchett to Head. Tries another three from the corner. No good. Rebound. Nicholas. Nicholas with it. Drives left. Cuts right. Has it taken away. Picked up by Lowe. Lowe gives Daminette. Back to Nicholas. Going to slow down and reset. Nicholas does a lot of different things.
Yeah.
She's got the height to post up and the skill set to play outside. Fires a three from the top here, and it's good. The freshman, Zoe Nicholas, puts Pickett County back in front by 8, 51-43. Hallie Buford with it. She fires a three from right wing. Good. Her third three-pointer of the night. Back to 5 points, 46-51. 45 seconds left in this third quarter. What a great contest.
Yeah, it is, Daniel, just back and forth. Again, got to credit Clay County for staying in this ball game the way Pickett County's shooting the ball. These Lady Dogs aren't laying down for anybody.
They certainly are not. 30 seconds left. Coach Smith wanting to take it slow, perhaps go for the last shot here. Clay County content to let Emilio just dribble time away. Both coaches up out of their seats. Down to 10 seconds now. Emilio starts to put it into motion. Sets up at left wing. Down to 7 seconds. Now 5. Down to 3. Nicholas with it. Baseline jumper, no good. Poorly executed. That's all for the third quarter. Pickett County leads by 5, 51-46.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Birdstown, where Clay County trails Pickett County 51-46 with 8 minutes left here in the contest. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber. Clay County just let Pickett County outscore 15-13 in the third quarter as they trail by 5. Leading the way for Clay County, Hallie Buford has 16, Izzy Hale 8, and Bella Ashlock has 8. Briley Burchett up to 7 here in the second half. It's Lady Dog. Scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home on Mitchell Street, just down from Salina K8. Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
8 minutes left to settle that here at Birdstown tonight. Clay County with possession to start the quarter. Inside to Maddie Hayes. Kicks out to Burchett. Riley with it. Now she drives. Gets the left block, left-handed shot. No good. Rebound Reader. Reader works the keys, and Keys going to cross the timeline. Daminette at right block. Daminette circles back out of the corner, fires a three. Good. During the Lady Dog wrap brought to us by Eagle Panels, once this game goes final, it's going to be interesting to know how many threes the Lady Bobcats have sunk tonight. It's been a lot. Abby Head with a three. Little too short, off the iron, rebound Keesling. Ella Kate Keesling across the timeline, gives to Nicholas. Nicholas at right wing, drives inside, layup no good, rebound Burgett. Bradley gives off to Abby, head into the front court, gives to Buford. 8 points rather, the difference here. Now make it 6. Madison Hayes scores from right block. She's a strong junior post player. Between her and Izzy Hale, they do a nice job down the block. Compliment and Merchant on the other side. 6.5 minutes left in this one, Coach. 6 points the difference. 54-48. If things keep going like they're going, we'll stay with them but not overcome them. What do we need to do to overcome this sickness?
Got to get a hand or face. Seems like every time we hit it three or four, they'll hit a couple of threes and you'll stretch it back out to 8 or 10. We just got to get a couple stops here on defense.
Pickett not going to be in a hurry, I don't suppose. Nicholas with it, using a screen from Tompkins. Gives to Aminette. Now some defensive pressure by Burchett. Hand off to Nicholas. Nicholas with it across to Tompkins at high post. She drives the left side of the lane, picks up the dribble. Gives outside to Kieslin. And now the Lady Bobcats reset. Amy Lowe off the floor, getting a breather. On the floor for Clay County, Bradley Burchett, Abby Head, Bella Ashok, Maddie Hayes, and Hallie Buford. Thoughts on this one, Thomas?
Well, like you said, Clay County is going to have to get some defensive stops and score points on the other end to try to cut into this and maybe get the advantage here in the fourth quarter, Daniel. Well, you see Coach Smith milking the clock, taking the air out of this one in a hurry.
About 2 minutes already on this possession. It's not just standing and holding. A timeout now taken. 5:07 mark.
Score, but they're just not going to be real patient about it, you know.
Right, not going to take anything that's forced. 5:07 mark of this fourth quarter. Pickett County 54, Clay County 48. 6 points the difference. We'll be right back after a commercial.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live from Burchtown, Pete Kenny with the basketball. Amy Lowe kicks off to Tompkins in the corner. She's defended by Burchett. No, a near steal by Lacey Wiggs, who's checked in. Nicholas hangs on to it, though. Wiggs, with her length, could be big here, getting the passing lanes, perhaps, create a steal. Leaks now pressuring the ball. Trying to come up with a steal with her athleticism. Creates a turnover. Credit a steal, in my opinion, to Lacey Wiggs right there.
Yeah, good.
She's probably the quickest player we've got.
Yeah, good adjustment by Coach Walker going small, per se, you know, going away from the double post, taking Hale out, bringing Wicks in, and it created a turnover, didn't it?
It did. Now back on the offensive end, we see Izzy Hale come check back in to continue her good night. So I look to see more of that back and forth between Hale and Wicks here. Ashok with it, left wing, Burchett high post. Looks off to Izzy at left post. Izzy with it, baseline jumper. Just a little no good. Hard rebound attempt by Amy Lowe. No foul call, but Clay County does maintain possession. A lot of contact.
Yeah, that should have been a foul, I thought.
Abby headed inbound. 4:17 left in the fourth here. Ashlock with it. Now Buford at left wing. 54-48 to score. Pick it up by six. Burchett inside off the fingertips. And a foul call. Nice entry pass by Hale there to get it to Burchett on the post.
Even better catch, really,
yeah.
Daniel, as she hit the baseline there and went up with it and got fouled. And I think that's what we've got to see here on the offensive end. Riley Burchett's your go-to gal when it comes down the stretch here. Play inside out with her. Take it in. If she gets double-team, triple-team, kick it back out to Buford or Head for a three here. 4 minutes left. You can still be patient.
Burchett hits the front end. We were talking rebounds earlier on the season. Clay County averaging 30 rebounds a game while their opponents only average 21.
Oh, really?
So we have been strong on the boards.
Yeah, most games that I've seen, you know, we've been pretty good.
Merchant hits them both, makes it a four-point game. Emmy Lowe quickly into the front court for Pickett. Gives to Addy. Now back to Nicholas out top. She's under pressure once again from Wicks and Head trying to trap out top. Addy Lowe, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Ball goes off the fingertips, they say, of Hallie Buford. It looked to me like Nicholas was there to poke it out from behind her.
Yeah, Buford, two hands on it, and then it goes horizontal. There's only one way that happens.
Lady Bobcats inbound. Lacey Wicks steps in front of it, knocks it out. And even though that's not a steal, that creates more opportunities for turnovers. A nice job of the sophomore guard coming in there.
Yeah, you see Abby Head out there trapping with her too, Daniel. Nice pressure from both of them.
Lady Bobcats with it. 3:40 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Emmy Lowe going to set up the offense out top. Swings to Addy Lowe. Hallie Buford with it. Going to have a layup opportunity. Loses the handle. Picked up ahead. She puts it in, though. Good for two. We've got a two-point contest, and it's not been this tight in a while. Emmy Lowe got a layup. A charge called against the sophomore. Unfortunately, she does look shaken up.
Yeah,
we don't wish her to be hurt.
She's completely out of control. She just ran out and swung it up, you know.
And that's why we see her partially injured on the play.
Who was taking that charge, Daniel? I was looking the other way.
I don't know either.
Somebody holding the ground well down there.
Yeah, they did. So Clay County, after the offensive foul against Pickett, that's the fourth team foul against the Lady Bobcats. Lowe's should be second personal. They say her first. Regardless, Clay County with the ball and a chance to tie or take a lead. 52-54. The Lady Dogs trail here. 3:10 left in the contest. Buford with it out top. Gives Ashok back to Hallie. Hallie with it. Right wing fires a three, little wide of the mark. Going to be rebounded, though, by Burchett. Riley keeps it alive. Gets it to Abby Head. Head's going to reset things. Teammates come to their feet on the bench. Izzy Hale with it. Spins. Shoots. Off the glass. Yeah. We're tied up here in Murdstown. And timeout taken by Pickett County. Britt Smith. Furious. 2:51 left in the contest. We're going to break.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We've got a tie ball game here in Burchtown. It's 54-54. Just under 3 minutes to go. Clay County has ripped off an 8-0 run right here, Daniel, to knot it up.
This is what we came for, Thomas. And here we have over and back, committed by the veteran, Abby Eminem.
Yeah.
All the momentum Clay County's way. Fan base energized. Bench is energized. Players on the floor as well. Ashok with it left wing. Time ball game. Kicks ahead. Three-pointer.
Yeah!
Clay County with their biggest lead of the night. 3 points to variety. 57-54. The other way. Nicholas misses the layup. Rebound Izzy Hale. Hale gets to Burchett. Burchett picks up the dribble. Gets to Ashok. Bella across the timeline. 2:15 and ticking here in the fourth. Ashlock going to be under pressure from Nicholas. Beats her. Hands off to Burchett. Emmy Lowe comes in for a steal and a foul call. And now a Tignes is going to be a steal against Emmy Lowe. She's slamming the basketball down out of frustration. She's a great player, but lost for two.
She did. I'd get you a technical every time you start slamming the ball down. It bounces to the top of the gym.
Every time these two communities get together, we have a great contest.
Are we the 1-1? We are.
Well, it shows 16 fouls.
Okay, well, we're not then.
So Head at the line taking the technical free throws. Clay County up by three, 57-54. Head misses that free throw. Of course, it was her three-pointer that gave us this three-point lead, Thomas.
Yeah, Clay County on an 11-0 run with this free throw coming here, Daniel. I'll tell you what, the product of the Lady Bulldog defense. Coach Walker making that adjustment, started trapping out front, sped this game up, didn't he, Coach?
Yeah,
and that's
they had an eight-point lead. That's kind of they hadn't really done anything much since they started doing that.
So Clay County ends up with 1 point off the free throws and possession of the basketball. 2 minutes left in this one. Clay County up by four, 58-54. Burchett with it out top. Now it's our turn to play keep away. Gives to Buford. Back to Burchett. Now Izzy Hale, right wing. Cross court to Buford. Going to force a foul. Nicholas comes out and fouls. Now we go to the line for the 1-1. Clay County has played cleanly this second half. Only two team fouls against
good.
The Lady Dogs.
Good. Big right here. We're all big now.
Buford at the line for the front end of a 1-1. Trying to extend this 4-point black, purple, and gold lead. And she does. Earns the right to shoot the second.
13-0 run for Clay County. It started, the only points of the quarter for Piggy County was an Allie Aminette three-pointer to start it. No more on the board for the Lady Bobcats since then.
Still a 13-0 run as that second free throw is missed. Rebound Reeder. Reeder hands off to Nicholas. Nicholas out top. The freshman, Zoe Nicholas, uses the screen to fire three. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound Burchett. A jump ball going to be caught. Allie Aminette did a good job of tying Bradley up for it. Possession arrow in favor of the Lady Bobcats. Minute 32 left in the contest, in regulation at least. Clay County up by five, their biggest lead of the night, 59-54. Nicholas to inbound, gets the Reeder, swings it out top to Keesling, now back to Nicholas. She's defended by Ashlock. Circles back out. Coach Smith resets things. Wants a different look. Got a double post going.
Well, if you go under the screen, she's going to shoot the three right there on that double screen, Daniel. She's not afraid to pull the trigger.
Nicholas with it out top. Down to a minute five to play. Three-pointer taken. Too strong. Rebound Buford. Nice rebound by Hattie. Pressure now, trying to deny the timeline to the Lady Dogs, but Abby Head crosses it and draws the foul. Head going to go to the line to try to make this a six-point game. Currently, the Lady Dogs lead 59-54 by five. Some of the Clay County faithful wanting an intentional call on that one.
I have to agree, Daniel. It was two hands to the shoulder, you know, no attempt for the ball, so... Wasn't malicious or anything, but.
Abby Head hits the front end, turns the right to shoot the second. More importantly, Clay County up by six. One of the officials now addressing the scores table and pointing to the crowd. Wants somebody removed. Going by the gesture I just saw.
Yeah, we're going to have a... Not going to stop play for it.
No, but it was pretty clear and evident. I think security is in the process. Second free throw hit Abby Head. Coach, we're up by seven.
Pardon?
We're up by seven, 45 seconds. Boom! Now we're just up by four. That can change in a hurry.
Yeah.
Nicholas with the three-pointer. 30-second timeout call. We'll play one ad, come right back. Make sure we don't miss anything. Clay County 61, Pickett County 57, 45 seconds left.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live in Piggott County, Thomas, talk about that run.
Just tremendous for the Lady Bulldogs. It ended up being 15-0, Daniel. So they scored 15 unanswered to claim the lead here. It was, 15 unanswered for Clay County. And it was the seniors getting it done. Abby Head, she's got 5, 6, 7, 8 in the quarter, Daniel, for a total of 11.
Hedwiggin on the inbound. A lot of pressure from the Lady Bobcats. Worked over to Ashrock. Pickett knocks it out of bounds. Clay County got an inbound from right in front of us here on the sideline. Bella works into Bradley. Now back to Bella. 38 seconds and ticking. Hallie Buford with
it.
Back to Bella. Got to get across. They do so to Izzy Hale. She goes down low looking for Abby Head. But a foul call prior to the pass. And Izzy Hale going to go to the line. 61-57. Clay County up by 4. 31.1 seconds remain. First one's away. Too strong. It is 1-1. Reader with the rebound. Works off to Keesman. Now to Nicholas. Nicholas with it. 25 seconds left. Clay does have a two-possession lead. Three-pointer by Reader is good. From right wing, we've got a one-point contest. 61-60. Another timeout taken. We're going to stay on air for this one. 19.3 seconds left on the clock. Coach, down to a one-second game here. Now,
yeah.
We're going to inbound. They're going to try to foul. Who are you inbounding to in this situation?
Either Abby or Hallie, either one, or Briley. They all three shoot it really good, you know. I'd probably have Bella throwing it in, and one of those getting it.
I'm assuming that's what's being discussed by Coach Walker right now.
We just got to be clean, not turn it over, you know. I mean,
do you discuss any more than what you're about to do during a timeout like this?
No.
Just what's fixing to happen right here.
Yeah. Yeah, you just better got enough time to talk that over good, you know. You ain't got time to be worried about what might happen in a little while.
It does look like a... ended up being a full timeout rather than a 30. But either way, we didn't want to miss anything. 19.3 seconds left. Clay up by one, Thomas. I ain't going to inbound here.
Yeah, you see Ashlock trigger it, Daniel, and Coach is right. Buford, Head, and Burchett up here. We've seen Burchett handle the ball full court before in these situations. We may see that again, but it's Head this time.
Working the Head. Immediately she's fouled. So Abby, the senior, going to go to the other end. Last year, against Pickett County in regular season play, Abby Head scored 28 points.
Now she had a really good game.
Here tonight, does not have 28, but has played well and at the line to try to extend this one-point lead.
Big.
Good on the first free throw. It is
now,
double bonus now.
If she can hit this one, you could foul. But I never did do that, you know.
That's true. We only have two team fouls, right?
Yeah.
Hey, second one was missed. A vulnerable two-point lead.
You need to get out there and guard that three now, for sure.
Nicholas with it out top for Pickett. 10 seconds left. Now 7 seconds. Nicholas wants to go inside. A foul called
that's
on the
all right.
Floor.
We're not 1-1. I'd foul again.
Right. That's just the third team foul.
I mean,
we could hack them.
Yeah, I mean, every time they throw it in, get a reach.
5.7 seconds left. Nicholas the inbound from the baseline. Clay leads by 2. 62-60.
I think you do it again, Daniel.
Nicholas having trouble. Works it in. Tabanea. Baby is taking it away by Ashrock. Is going to be fouled. Bella looks to be shaken up. They do call an intentional foul. So Ashrock back under pressure now. Under her own power, I meant to say. She's going to take a minute to compose herself. We're going to walk to the other end. Now, on intentionals, the player that was fouled has
right.
to do the shooting.
Yeah. And, of course, we get the ball.
Now, Bella's in obviously in pain here. 2.2 seconds left on this clock. Clay up by 2. And what do you do in the situation where she can't shoot these?
You
can you substitute for them? All right, Ashrock appears to be okay here. Going to go to the line. Try to put this game away here. Clay up by two. 2.2 seconds on the clock. Uncontested. First one's away.
Yeah.
They're good. Clay County with a much more comfortable three-point lead.
Yeah, and this one here is really big. We got the ball, so.
All right, 3 points for lead.
We just don't throw it to them.
No, we have to inbound from back here.
Yeah.
Full timeout taken by Matt Walker. We're going to play one ad. There's 2.2 seconds left. Clay County's up by three, 63-60. They'll be inbound in here to drive the length of the court to try to put this thing away.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects to exercise classes and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinacoverrehab.com.
Clay inbounds. Buford with it. Time expires. This one's done. Clay County moves on to 14-3, 2-0 in District 7A play. They came to Burnstown tonight and beat an outstanding Pickett County Lady Bobcat team here on their home court. Final score. Matt Walker and the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, 63. Brent Smith and the Pickett County Lady Bobcats, 60.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network, where it's time for the Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach Sims, we just saw a great game, an exciting game, as Clay County trailed basically the entire way.
Pretty much.
But stayed in this ball game until they could make a run in that fourth quarter. What's that say about this Lady Dog
team? Well, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, we got a lot of experience, you know, and I think that's really why we won the game. Briley and Abby have played basically 4 years, not on the bench. I mean, they've played. Hattie and Bella, you know, they're juniors. They've been on the floor last year and played some as freshmen. But, you know, I really think our experience had a lot to do with it. But, you know, just a lot of grit, you know, making big shots. You know, we get down. We had chances to, you know, really get blowed out almost.
We
was down early. They're 11 and wasn't guarding very much. But it seemed like every time we get down, we'd hit a couple of big threes or, you know, cut it down to three or four. And then there with about 4 minutes left, we're down eight. And they kind of started being real deliberate. And like we talked about, we were on like a 15-0 run or something like that. Just the difference in the game. Hit some big threes and big foul shots. Just a great win up here.
It's almost a tale of two games, too. We saw the zone defense from Clay County that kind of slowed this game down and made an outside shooting game. Coach Walker came back with man to start the second half, and then he upped it right there, like you said, with about 5 minutes to play with the trap. I thought that was huge.
It was, and it was some of their fault because they were really trying to be deliberate.
Right.
Somebody's trying to really run an offense. I mean, you can trap it, but if you don't get the steal, you know, they're going to get a layup most of the time. And, they really wasn't looking to score that hard, so they turned it over a few times and really allowed us to, make a run and cut into that lead there and eventually, get the lead because what we was doing on defense. But, the next time we play them, I hope, we can come up with a little better defensive plan than we had tonight. They just had way too many outside wide-open looks, I mean, you can play zone, but – you're going to have to stay a lot closer to them than we did tonight. I mean, how many threes they hit? How many they hit?
Well, I haven't added them up. I know they had six in their first quarter. We got one in the second. There's seven. They had three. There's ten in the third. And they make three down the stretch. They make
13.
That's
a lot of
triples tonight.
Up.
So that was the majority of their production, Coach. And you're right, though. Big plays in the fourth quarter by these seniors, by these veteran players. Riley Burchett, two big free throws. Abby Head had 9 points in that decisive fourth quarter.
She hit a couple big threes there.
I think you're right. The experience played off for Clay County.
It really did, I think. And, I can relate to that. Some of my better teams, they were really good as sophomores, but as they got juniors and seniors, it was really hard to beat then, way back there in the 90s. And, even on up to, Sydney and them, won the state. They'd played a lot and had a lot of senior leadership. And, it really pays off.
In contrast to Bigot County, who has no seniors on this team for Coach Brett Smith.
Their kids, most of them played last year, and their freshman's probably their best player. But still, I don't know, it's something about it. When you get in crunch time, that's like a little low girl coming down through their wild and got that charge,
Yeah.
I mean, she should have pulled that ball out, running offense.
Right.
But, she just got it all excited and made a head mistake, basically, what she did.
Young players put the ball in the bucket, though. Zoe Nicholas, 17, led the way for the Bigot County Lady Bobcats. Reeder with 11. Kiesling and Avanette both with 12. So four in double figures.
Yeah.
Emmy Lowe held to 6 points. Ava Kiesling, two. Still pretty impressive.
Well, it was. Yeah, I mean, great. This is, for girls, 63-60. That's a pretty high-scoring game. You'll have one team score in the 60s, but usually the other one don't,
Right.
But, it was just a good ball game, I'm sure we're going to play them.
And Clay County consistent across the board. Three in double figures and two other players with nine. Bella Ashlock, Bradley Burchett both with nine. Easy hell. Big night for her. She's in double figures with 10. Abby Head at 12. Led the way was Hallie Buford with 17. Had a big second quarter. And then Maddie Hayes, six. So,
kind of
spread the wealth for Clay County, too.
I'm really pleased with what we're getting out of our five spot between Izzy and Maddie. You took their stats together, they got, 16 points?
Mm.
I mean, they seldom play at the same time.
Right.
But, that's the difference in the ball game right there.
No doubt.
They both played well when they were in there, I thought.
Coach, good to have you with us tonight.
Well, enjoy it.
We'll see you Tuesday night.
Okay.
Back at home against York.
Sounds good.
This Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever of building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off for Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show from Birdstown. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Boys 7A update. Recent district action this past Tuesday saw Clark Range losing to Gordonsville 59-62. Clay County beat Reborn Springs 66-53. And it was Pickett County on Tuesday night playing outside of District 7. They beat Clinton County, Kentucky, 69-67. Tonight's games, 10-5 Pickett County hosting 11-3 Clay County. You're about to see that one. 11-4 Gordonsville is hosting 1-10 Redbone Springs. 3-15 Clark Range is hosting Double A rival 12-8 Monterey. Tomorrow, Gordonsville is going to make the trip to 5-11 Macon County. And on Monday night, Redbone Springs is going to be hosting the 4-11 Smith County Owls. Coach, I'll let you pick that game, Redbone and Smith County, if you want to. Who you like in that one?
Well, I've seen both of them briefly this year, and I think probably Smith County. I know Redbone is capable of playing some good basketball, but I think they've had some injuries, and so, you know.
I tend to agree. I think the Owls will come out on top of that one. Early District 7A standings. Clay County and Gordonsville both tied for first place at 1-0 in the district. Clark Range and Red Bullen both tied for third at 0-1 in district play. And Pickett County has yet to play a District 7A contest. We're going to be doing that here in just a minute, though. That's been the Boys 7A update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are the Bug Thugs. Going to go ahead and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with a quick full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Coach Watson, it's going to be a quick one, but let's cover it all. What does Clay County and 23-year head coach Rob Edwards need to do to come out of Burgettstown with a win tonight?
Well, you know, we need a good, well-balanced attack, which is what we've been getting. Need to be able to continue that. I know we've had different young men that have been leading scorers, and that's kind of what we're really looking for. I know Keaton has kind of been the backbone of the team, and I know that Alec has played some good defense, made some outstanding plays, and, well, just actually all of the guys out there, they're all capable of playing some good basketball. I know Browning coming off the bench has done a good job of helping to relieve John, because he has a tendency to get in a bit of foul trouble.
Gets in foul trouble sometimes. That's right. So basically a continuation of what they've been doing.
Yes.
I agree, folks. That's been the full coverage of my work. Brought to you by Ashlock Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign it today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the State Farm Boys starting lineups. Brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke for the Pickett County Bobcats. Their head coach, Joseph Amanette. Seventh season overall for him. They have a 10-5 record this year, 0-0 in district play, starting a sophomore number 4, Caden Miller, a sophomore number 11, Jacob Amanette, a sophomore number 14, Eli Reagan, a junior number 20, Gage Harris, and a junior number 21, Caden Thomas. For the Clay County Bulldogs, their head coach, Rob Edwards, 23 seasons for him now, 513 wins to 201 losses. An 11-3 record this year, 1-0 in District 7A play, starting for Clay County. A senior, Jimmy Burgett, number 3. A senior, number 13, Keaton Arms. Senior, number 44, Allie Kerr. And a senior, 00, John Hamilton. Joining them in the lineup tonight is going to be a sophomore, number 10, Nate Adams, due to a sprained ankle. My senior, Bryce Bailey. Bryce is with the team on the bench, but he has not dressed out tonight. Going to get that ankle healthy. That's been the State Farm Boys starting lineups. Brought to you by State Farm and their local agent, Andrew Long. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. John Hamilton and Eli Reagan going to step in to tip. Hamilton controls the tip, gets it to Kerr. And it gives off to Jimmy Burgett, and this one's underway. Clay County working at the hoop to our left. During this first half of play, picking the hoop to right. Keaton Arms inside.
Good power movement right off the bat.
Certainly was. Assist from John Hamilton. Now pressure in the backcourt. Pickett beats the pressure. Gets across the timeline into their front court. Amanette with it. Right corner. Dishes back out to Harris. Harris now out top to Reagan. Back in the hands of sophomore Jacob Amanette. He's defended by Kerr. The two guards out top, Kerr and Burchett, make
good
things hard, and
job.
Already a turnover. Jimmy Burchett with it. 10-foot jumper, a little short off the iron rebound. Nate Adams. Adams with it right wing. High post jump shot. Too strong off the iron. Rebounded this time by Caden Thomas for Pickett County.
Got to correct you a little bit, Daniel. That wasn't a turnover. That was a block shot.
Yeah, that was a block shot.
Senior John Hamilton.
By John.
Playing big inside already.
Gotcha. Reagan with it inside.
And another block.
Now Keaton Arms with a block shot.
You know, that's what you're going to see here, I think. No length for this Piggott County team is their Coach Watson. You know, we can definitely dominate in the paint.
Yes, and I don't think they've got anybody that, well, maybe Birch, it may be shorter than some of their guys, but most of her guys are kind of tower over some of them.
Yeah, I don't
They're
see
small.
I don't see anybody north of 6 foot at all for this Bobcat squad. Reagan with it out here right wing, the sophomore. Takes the three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by another sophomore, Nate Adams. Adams across the timeline, full head of steam. Sets up shop at left baseline, picks up the dribble, gives it to his cousin Jimmy Virgil. Of course, we've got to talk about how all five of the players here on the floor for head coach Rob Edwards played for a state championship in football just 1 month ago. And
that was a pretty good season.
You doggone right. And all five of these guys, due to the injury to Bryce Bailey, all five of the starters tonight for Coach Edwards were all starters on that
right.
Outstanding football team. Inside the arms, Keaton, power move, kicks back outside down at Kerr.
Got a three.
Timeout going to be taken here. Coach Amonet wants to talk to his guys after he sees Clay County take a 5-0 lead. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties here. We're going to stay on air because we can't play a commercial right now. Running off a cell phone hotspot sometimes on these broadcasts, especially in these gyms where you don't get a ton of service, can be tricky. We're back on now. We apologize to any listeners who perhaps lost us for a moment there. That stuff happens when you're doing a live production. 5-0 to score. Of course, that first bucket was had by Arms. Since then,
had a three-pointer by somebody, Daniel. Who made that three, Coach?
Kerr.
Alec Kerr.
Piggott County back in possession coming out of this timeout. 6 minute mark, first quarter. All Clay County so far. Lyric Paris out top, hands off to Amonet. Three pointer, no good. Every bit of this Piggott County offense runs through sophomore Jacob Amonet. It goes as he goes. Now the first bucket of the night.
We did have a turnover there.
Senior substitute Dylan Anderson comes in and takes it away from Clay County. Adds the first points for the Bobcats. Adams across the timeline to Merchant. Now to Arms. Keaton with it out top. Puts it to the floor, works to the right. Now picks up the dribble, gives to Adams. Nate resets, hooks to Coach Edwards. He's up. Foul called on the floor. Foul's going to go against number 10, Lyric Paris, the sophomore sub.
10-on-10.
This is a different look from Coach Amonet from the Bobcats, Daniel. We don't normally see pressure defense out of Piggott County. I guess he's going with the personnel he's got. Small, quick guys. And they're up in Clay County's face.
Another two-pointer by Kerr.
Kerr, 5 points now out of the 7 for Clay County. Three-pointer by Amonet from right wing, no good. Rebounded by
Kerr with a steal.
Take away by Kerr. Kerr the other way, lays it in. Alec Kerr with 7 of Clay County's 9. And what a run. Pressure in the backcourt here, trying to create a turnover. Piggott County beats it, though. Jacob Amonet out top. Kicks over to Burton, or Paris, rather. Foul going to be called against Clay County.
Well, you know how it is. If it looks that good, he must have fouled him.
Arms picks up his first personal. On the floor for Clay County, still those original 5 starters. Of Keaton Arms, John Hamilton, Jimmy Burchett, Nate Adams, and Alec Kerr. Coach Amonet and Piggott County have substituted quite a bit already so far. First free throw was no good. Second one, also no good.
Didn't draw iron.
Just grazed the net as it went past. Arms in, man. Gets to Hamilton. Back to Arms. Working against a bit of full court man. They beat it easily. Hamilton into the paint. Shot up, no good. Fighting for his own rebound. It's grabbed instead by Piggott County's Paris. Paris hands off to Amonet. He's defended by Burgett. Sophomore Jacob Amonet picks up the dribble, gives to Reagan, kicks it around to a teammate at left wing. Three-pointer, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Alec Kerr. And the Bobcats with another chance.
Talking about Kerr with a 7 first quarter points. Saw him kind of come out of his shell down at Red Bull and Springs the other night. Led the team in scoring, Daniel. We know what kind of athlete Alec Kerr is. He's finding his groove on the hardwood, too.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, this is his first season since freshman year of being on the squad. Coach Edwards was thrilled to have him come back out for his senior campaign. Kerr in the front court on the jump shot, no good. Rebound Payne Burton for the Bobcats. Halfway through this first quarter, 9-2 the score. Everything good so far, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. And some good run and shoot basketball by our guys. And playing some good, tough defense.
Of course, you had the pleasure of coaching most of these young men's dads on the hardwood yourself, didn't you?
Had a tremendous team. Actually, we've got bad memories of this bunch. They actually beat us in the second round of the region the year they won the state tournament.
Another strength of this team we're going to see early here, Daniel. Very deep is Coach Edwards' bench. You see Wyatt Browning and Lance Burchett coming in.
Burchett has played huge minutes during the first 14 games of this season for Coach Edwards Browning as well. Of course, Burchett more so because he was not a football player, was not delayed by his start, so he was there from day one. Kerr with it out top. Gives to Browning. Browning, power move, shot up. Ooh, in and out, no good. Fighting for his own rebound. Eli Reagan with it, though. Taken back away by Kerr, and out of bounds out past his fingertips.
Just couldn't quite control it.
Pickett County having to fight even just to keep possession of the basketball in this one. Burchett picks up Hammonette out top. Good matchup between those two. Now in the hands of Miller. Having to learn some new faces for Pickett County. The last several years, we've called Thomas, folks like John Parker, Reagan, and Zach and Will Amonette, no longer around, you know. We got so used to seeing them, I didn't even have to use the roster when we played the Bobcats.
Yeah, different faces, same names, though. Still got Amonette, still got a Reagan, still got some of these other names up here. So we'll get to know them pretty quick, I'm afraid.
Nate Adams with it out top, gets to Browning, now arms, power move, shot good.
Good pass.
Keaton nice Arms with 4 points. A steal by Burchett, in my good. Lance Burchett showing off and creating a timeout. Coach Amonette wants to talk to his players. 2:49 mark, first quarter. It's all Clay County, 13-2.
Has that got me? No, the other one. Yeah.
Back here live, Pickett County with the basketball, 2:40 and ticking first quarter. Amonette with it out top, hands off to Reagan. Pickett County struggling for points in this one. Only two so far deep in this first quarter. Ball gets fed inside to Caden Miller. And a foul call. I believe Keaton Arms is going to pick up his second personal. It is indeed against Keaton. Coach Edwards is going to send John Hamilton back in. Bring Keaton Arms off. Going to have to wait after this possession, though. Eli Reagan with it out top. Gets to Gage Harris at left wing. Back to Reagan. He works against Adams. Uses a screen. Fires a three, and it's good. Eli Reagan knocking down the three-pointer. Pickett County with this pressure in the backcourt. Has slowed down the ball a little bit. Lance Burchett, though, pushes across to his cousin Nate Adams. Nate drives baseline. Goes back to Lance at right wing. Now the brother Jimmy. Jimmy inside the high post. Jump shot in the paint. Good. Good elevation. 15-5 the score. The Dogs up by 10. Pickett County trying to battle back to a single-digit deficit. Harris with it. Inside, shot up, no good. Paris fighting for his own rebound. Going to be picked up instead by Jimmy Burchett. Minute and a half left in this opening quarter. Nate Adams, three-pointer, left corner. No good, in and out. Rebound, Browning, put back good. Wyatt Browning now with 4 points. Coach Edwards has bragged on Wyatt Browning ever since he came in the program as a freshman. He's a junior now. Always talked about how nimble and how good his footwork was for a big guy. And we see that in here. Not an easy play Wyatt just made.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
They do. And we saw that he came out for football this year. Made some pretty nice steps in that offensive line too, Daniel.
Yeah, huge help up front for the Dogs on the gridiron. Pickett County back with it, trailing by 12, 17-5, Dogs in front. Jacob Aminette inside, kicks to a teammate in the corner. Now a three-pointer taken by Harris, no good. Rebounded by no one at this point, still a 5-point. Players everywhere. Bobcats come up with it. Caden Thomas pulls it out of the scrum. And now an offensive foul call. This is a young Pickett County team. Only two seniors, and they both play reserve roles. A lot of sophomores and freshmen, only two juniors and two seniors. So a primarily underclassmen team as we see junior Weston Bird will check into the fray with 51 seconds left in the quarter.
We've also seen another junior, Andrew Smith, come off the bench, Daniel. We're talking about 10 deep for Coach Edwards.
Easily, and he'll play them too. Ball inbounded to Jimmy Burchett, now back to Lance. Lance across the timeline, gives back to Jimmy. Now in the corner, three-pointer Andrew Smith, no good. Rebounded by Caden Thomas for Pickett County. And maybe even 11 deep when you talk about junior Kyler Westmoreland, also on this squad. He's another solid player. Great rebound by Lance Burchett off a missed 10-minute three-pointer. 22 seconds and ticking left in this opening quarter. Clay County leading it by 12 points, 17-5.
Really impressed with how Clay County's handled the ball out front against this pressure of Pickett County. Also, Daniel, young players handling the ball and doing a great job.
Weston Burble, baseline drive. Nice to Hamilton, score. Good assist and bucket to finish the first quarter with an exclamation mark. John Hamilton with 2 points. It's all Bulldogs after the first 8 minutes of the contest. Clay County 19, Pickett County 5.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Birdstown, where Clay County leads Pickett County 19-5 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. The Bulldogs are being led by Alec Kerr, the senior. He's got 7 points so far tonight. Keaton Arms, 4, another senior. And then you have 1, 2, 3, 4 other players with 2 points for a total of 19 in the first quarter. What a pace Clay County has set. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit claycountyfarmsupply.com or stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel.
Second quarter action underway. 14 points the lead. The dominance that we're seeing here, very similar to last year, when Pickett County, who had a much more senior-laden team, only had 5 points in the entire first half up here against Clay County. Missed three-pointer by Eli Reagan. Rebounded, though, by a teammate. That was Caden Miller pulling down the rebound, keeping it alive. Back in the hands of Reagan now. At left wing. Teams met 3 times last year. Clay County swept all those contests. Another missed three-pointer by Pickett, and a rebound that was fought over between Adams and a Bobcat, and they call a foul on Nate Adams.
I thought about that one, but
veteran official Keith Dyer.
He's always right, isn't he?
Yeah, I hate to question Mr. Dyer. He's a great official, has been for years. Daniel, he was calling games when I played.
He said, Coach Sims said that when he started coaching in 87, Dyer was calling games.
He was.
He was playing when I started coaching.
Anyway, I got a question now, Mr. Keith.
Had a daughter who was a great basketball player at Upperman High School. Very good.
Now, the veteran crew here, I see they got one new face. So this fellow here, Mr. Dyer, they did a great job in the girls' game so far, letting these teams play. That's what I like to see. A lot of defense out front, not many peaky calls. So great job by the officials so far.
I'll take them every night. 7-13 mark, second quarter. Pickett County getting inbound here. Clay County up by 14, 19-5. Ball's worked in Abinett. He's defended by Jimmy Birch. He picks up the dribble, and he travels. Clay County's won 15 straight games in this series. Coach Edwards has met Pickett County 70 times. He's won 47, lost 23. Most of those 23 losses came early in his career, though, in the early 2000s. Listen to this stat. In the last 29 meetings between these teams, Clay County is 27-2.
That's pretty dominant.
Yeah, you don't even have to comment on that, Daniel. Just let it soak.
Let it soak in. Well, as we said in our opener, it's kind of become a rite of passage and a yearly tradition, beating the Bobcats for Coach Edwards here of late. Clay County on the inbound. Burchett with it right wing. Jimmy under pressure. Pretty close defense by Caden Thomas. Burchett still with the handle on it, though. Grabs baseline. Picks it up. Gives to Arms. Keaton kicks cross court to Adams. Nate now to Hamilton at high post. Back to Nate. Three-pointer. No good. Kept alive by Kerr. Loose ball picked up by Jimmy. He'll try a three. No good. Kept alive again by Kerr. Nate Adams picks up the loose ball. No good. Hamilton rebound. Put back. No good. And a foul.
So we got a foul there.
About six rebounds there by the Dogs.
I think they're padding their stats is what that is.
Well, looking at season totals on the squad, Clay County averaging 30 rebounds a game while their opponents are pulling down about 23. So we're winning that night in, night out, Thomas.
Yeah. It's just an all-out effort from these Clay County Bulldogs. Coach Rob Evers, you don't have the pure scorer in Grant Strong or the pure shooter he had in Jeffrey Spivey. It's just so savvy how he can get the most out of his team, and that's what he's got going on this year. Just all-out pressure, hustle, rebound, scrappiness, and they put the ball in the basket too.
They can. You know, you look back at the Christmas tournament, they won an overtime game with 85 points against the great Wayne County squad, so they definitely can score when necessary. Three-pointer no good, went up and hit the top of the backboard, and they blow it dead. Clay County going to take back over here. Nobody scored in the last few moments. Still a 14-point game, 19-5, the score. Black, purple, and gold in front. Alec Kerr across the timeline. Ball kicked out of bounds by Pickett, and we'll try it again.
Again, you don't see this many times out of a Coach Aminette coach team, this full-court pressure, this half-court pressure. So a whole different look here that Clay County's got to look at from the Bobcats, too, and they're doing a good job with it so far.
3 seconds called against John Hamilton.
Well, that's our annual three-second call.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of those anymore. 5:55 and ticking, second quarter. Great girls game that we call. Right before this, McClay County winners in that one by 3 points. 2-0 in the district for Matt Walker and his girls. Pickett County with it. Like Thomas mentioned, not even a discussion about size in this game. They know they can't go inside. Nobody even setting up in the paint where White Brown and Nate Adams and John Hamilton are residing at. Missed shot and a rebound by Jimmy Birch. Jimmy across the timeline. Tries to go to his cousin Nate. A little too strong on the pass. Goes out of bounds. Lance Birch and Andrew Smith checking back in. Alec Kerr. And Nate Adams going to check out. So on the floor for Clay County, joining Lance Burchett and Andrew Smith, or Jimmy Burchett, Wyatt Browning, and John Hamilton.
You know, and another, we've talked about all these players. Nate Adams, he hadn't made a bucket yet tonight, but really impressed. First start in his career tonight in hostile territory up here in Pickett County. And Daniel, he definitely looks like he belongs.
Yeah, there's no question about that. As Pickett County adds 2 points. Not sure which Bobcat was responsible. Number five on the bucket for the Bobcats.
Anderson.
Dylan Anderson, the senior. White Browning with it. Gives to Hamilton. Foul called on the floor against Pickett. They're saying Hamilton was being pushed from behind. It is bonus for Clay County, 18 fouls. Against Pickett sends John Hamilton to the free throw line. John's improved during his career from the free throw line this season. A 54% shooter from that mark. And he hits the first one here. Kerr checking back in. Jimmy Virchick going out for a breather. Yeah, it'd be fun to have such depth, just be able to mix and match and do different things. I know Andrew Meadows, assistant coach, likes to track the efficiency of different lineups, so he has a field day with all these different substitutions and lineups.
Well, it keeps him busy trying to keep up with all of them.
Smart as he is, he can handle it, though, but you're right. Aminette with it, kicks it back outside. Gage Harris with it, hands off to Miller. Actually, that's Anderson. Anderson being defended by Hamilton. John's really improved on his quickness and speed. We see a great block there by Hamilton. Of course, Hamilton had the privilege of playing in that Tennessee East-West All-Star football game in Clarksville a couple weeks back, and he looked the part in that one. I was able to sit home and watch. His teammates here in basketball played that night while he was playing his last football game. And ended up in a win playing for the East. Always nice to have your last game be a win. So a big congratulations to John on that. We hadn't got to mention that yet.
I watched a little of it myself. He played throughout that contest on both sides of the ball, Daniel. I know he recorded a catch and a tackle in the game. And that's saying something in one of those All-Star games. A lot of times you don't even get near the stat column in an All-Star contest. So great job by John.
Pickett County, three-pointer by Reagan, no good. Andrew Smith with the tip. Rebound pulled down by Lance Burchett. Coach, a lot of different dogs have seen the floor, and every one of them belongs.
Yeah, don't blink your eyes or the lineup will change.
That's right.
And like I said, they're all doing a great job.
Kerr with it, cross-court to Smith. Andrew now with it, gives to Lance. Lance resets, hooks to Coach Edwards. Coach Edwards has been on his feet. This is what it's all about for him, playing and beating Pickett County. Big power move inside for Hamilton. Missed the shot. Almost pulled down the rebound, but it goes out of bounds.
I believe he shot that one with his right hand.
I think you had a little help shooting that one, just to be honest with you.
Might have drew some contact there. But when you're up 20-7, I suppose, deep in the second, 3:30, Mark and Tick and I have failed to get the score in time in a few moments. Apologize for that. But it's been all Clay County so far. Bit of a snoozer, honestly, early in this boys' game. And we'll take those every time, Thomas, as long as we're on the good end of them. Reagan inside, jump shot, good. The young sophomore, solid player. Making it an 11-point game now. Pickett County 9, Clay County 20.
You know, Clay County has only put 1 point on the board here in the second quarter, Daniel, and there's 5 minutes of it gone. So, kind of haven't taken advantage of what they could extend this lead to as John Hamilton gets the putback.
And put it back in. Good job.
Nice rebounding putback for Hamilton off of the Kerr missed three-pointer. 22-9 now the score. Three-pointer made by number 5, the senior Dylan Anderson for Pickett County. And now the Nets are starting to get hot on each end. 22-12 the score. Browning out top. Hands off to Burchett. Browning at high post, spins, dribbles, shoots, misses. Rebound by Reagan, foul by Andrew Smith. First personal for Andrew. Fifth team foul for Clay County. Nate Adams, Jimmy Burchett check back in. Andrew Smith and Alec Kerr check out.
So Coach Edwards trying to get a little high-low action there with Browning and Hamilton. He wasn't too happy with how that possession went down. He was looking for Browning to kind of lob it over the top to Hamilton with position underneath. So I'd say we'll see that the next trip.
Anderson with it. Gives off to Aminea. He dishes over into the hands of Lyric Paris, who had trouble handling the ball. Finally reclaims possession. Dishes to Thomas. He goes inside, loses the handle. Taken away by Lance Burchett. Lance gives off to brother Jimmy. Now back to Lance, the sophomore across the timeline. Minute 40 and ticking, second quarter inside. Now to Hamilton, shot up from left block, good.
Another good shot by John. John is a man among boys out there tonight.
He is.
He's head and shoulders above most of these guys.
Hamilton has really converted some weight into muscle. He looks really good. Just a thick guy. A three-pointer by Reagan. John at the peak of his physical abilities during his Bulldog career, in my opinion, Thomas. I've never seen him in better shape.
No, I agree with you. And just like you say, grown into his body or caught up with his growth or however you want to say it.
Yeah.
And, just really fleet of foot now and working well in the paint.
Good coordination. Unforced error by Clay County, a turnover.
Yeah, Coach Edwards caught that pass.
Yeah, he did. He went right into the picket bench. Coach Edwards wants to talk to his guys. Not happy. They do lead 24-15.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Birdstown, where Clay County leads 24-15, a minute to go here in the first half. John Hamilton with all five of Clay County's points here in the second period, Daniel.
Kerr
has got seven on the night.
Kerr had the big first quarter. Hamilton, the big second, a three-pointer knocked down.
Makes it back to a six-point lead.
By number 20, Gage Harris for the Bobcats. And we do have a six-point contest. Hamilton inside, two more points. Big double zero operating from the left block. Like a bulldozer. Burchett with a steal. A miss on the putback. Rebound Reagan. Reagan across the timeline. Dishes it over to right wing. A three-pointer knockdown now by Gage Harris. He's got the hot hand, two in a row. We've got a five-point game, folks. It's not a snoozer anymore. Burchett down on the Hamilton. Offensive foul call. The charge called against Hamilton. And the Piggott County faithful cheer on their heroes.
Yeah, it's like I said, Clay County really wasn't taking advantage of when Piggott County was cold. Not much scoring here in the second quarter, Daniel, and Piggott County's finally heating up, making a three or two.
Reagan out top for the Bobcats. This is off Amonette. He has very few in this one. Travels with the ball, slides across the floor, and the first half ends. I think it's the end of the first half, isn't it? Nobody was going anywhere for a minute. Folks, it's halftime here. After a sloppy bit of play, we've got a five-point game, 26-21. Clay County leads it.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, where Clay County leads Bigot County 26-21 here at the break in Burstown. This time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County jumped out to a 19-5 lead at the end of the first quarter, as Alec Kerr had 7 first quarter points to pace the Dogs. But then Bigot County got hot, and they made 4 threes in the second stanza and outscored Clay County 16-7 to cut the margin to just 5 here at intermission. For the Bobcats, Eli Reagan scored 8 points to lead the way. Gage Harris has 6. Dylan Anderson has 7. For Clay County, John Hamilton with a 7-point second quarter, finished with 9 here at intermission, just ahead of Kerr, 7 at the break. Keaton Arms has 4. Jimmy Burchett has 2. Wyatt Browning, 2. And Lance Burchett, 2. Again, Clay County leads 26-21. And this first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the historic Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch until 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Clay County leading by 5 points, 26-21. After what we originally called a snoozer, we've got a barn burner, a five-point contest. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. Put my Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. In the 1994 season, two different Lady Bulldogs each recorded 10 assists in two different games. Each of these, they didn't do it in the same game. In 94, two different Lady Dogs each recorded 10 assists against Pickett County. Name those two players. In 1994, two different Lady Dogs recorded 10 assists in a game against Pickett County. Name those two players. If you think you know the answer, send us a text message with your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Now, just a little bit of housekeeping. I have four certificates that I have not yet given out from the end of football season. The boys had, obviously, 15 games they played, a deeper run than we had certificates for. So the last four I hadn't given out yet, but we hadn't forgot about Kevin Donaldson, Melissa White. I believe Sam Daniels might have been one of them. And the other was Smith. I'm forgetting who it was. I've got them wrote down on my desk at school.
It was Weezer, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I hadn't forgot those. We're going to get them out there. Now, we've had a few guesses here. Tiffany Strong sends in the guess. Michelle Chambers and Amanda Kendall, outstanding guesses. Just a little bit. Those ladies are a little too young to be the answer on this one. We've had an answer sent in from Sam Daniels of Davis and Ashlock. I assume, I don't know if he's talking about Crystal Davis and Tasha Ashlock, maybe. I assume is who he's talking about. They would both fit the bill and are great guesses, but are not correct. Neither of those are. So we're still looking for an answer on that. Outstanding guesses so far, and I appreciate the responses. I'm going to read it one more time, Thomas, before we get action underway. In the 1994 season, so this would be the 93-94 season. That's the one we're talking about, the spring of 94. Two different Lady Dogs each recorded 10 assists against Pickett County. Name those two players. Now, we've had another guest, and it's Jason Narhead Hamilton. He's right here in the gym in Burkestown tonight. He's 100% right. He got them both. He says Melissa Webb and Tia Burgett. So, trivia is wrapped up. Jason is just a wealth of knowledge here. Oh, and right after that, Libby Morse is coming in. She had half of it right. Had Melissa Webb and Sonia Smith. I don't mind saying Libby Morse has fought hard for one of the Subway Trivia Challenge questions. She's going to get one before it's all said and done. Had half of that one.
Yeah.
Congratulations to everybody for participating, but it was Narhead tonight. Jason Hamilton, who was correct with Tia Burchett and Melissa Webb. And he will be receiving a free sub certificate and HSN sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Coach, what's happened so far? I was reading.
We've missed the shot, and John just got a block.
Yeah, his right. Third block, I'm pretty sure of that, really affecting this game on both ends. There's another one from somebody.
They called it a foul.
Whoa.
Keaton Arms picks up his third. Maybe Jimmy Burchett.
Yeah, Jimmy's going to pick up that one.
Called that one from behind, didn't he?
You know, you mentioned Libby Morris. Had a conversation with her not long ago, Daniel. You're right. She really making an effort here to get on the board in the trivia challenge. So close.
When you were reading
Narhead's name, and then her message came in.
Yeah. Now,
do you think Narhead knows all this, or he knows how to find out what he don't know?
I don't know. He's pretty resourceful. That's a good question. 7.5 minutes.
My apologies to him.
7:25 mark here of this third quarter. 26-22 the score. And I don't know if we stepped out of bounds over there in the corner, but it's Pickett County ball.
Travel.
Okay.
One free throw made on this end. Who was that went to the line, Daniel? Do you know, for Pickett County? I missed it. We were talking about Libby and North. Was it Aminette? His first points of the night, if it was Aminette.
Give him three more. Knocked down triple by Jacob Aminette from the right wing. Folks, this is a one-point ball game,
yes,
Coach. 26-25. We jumped out early. What do we need to do here to reestablish?
Kind of calm down just a little bit. I mean, they're doing a good job of pressing the ball.
Turnover. Pickett with a chance to take a lead. Eli Reagan, jump shot. No good. Rebounded, though, by Bobcat, and a jump ball call.
And we're doing a lot of things we're not good at.
Yeah, I think you saw, you know, Clay County jump out to that big 14-point lead at the end of the first, Daniel, and kind of put it in cruise control for just a minute. Went cold from the field, except for John Hamilton in the paint also, and you just can't do that. You got to keep your foot on the gas, and you're seeing the results of that now.
I tell you one big part of it, we saw the absence as well of Keaton Arms.
We did.
Who had to go see it due to having two personal fouls. Keaton's one of those guys, you know, he quietly does what he does a lot of times. Don't know that everybody always understands just how meaningful he is to the squad. 5 seconds to call. Inbound pressure by Pickett County. Denied access creates a turnover. Coach Edwards calls a timeout. We've got a one-point ball game here in Birdstown. It's Clay County 26, Pickett County 25.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Birdstown, where Clay County only leads by one, 26-25, 6:37 to go in the third quarter. And Daniel, if you go back to that last three-pointer right before the first half buzzer, Pickett County's on a 7-0 run.
And they have the basketball looking to extend on it. Aminette with it right now. Keaton Arms being assigned the task of defending him. Interesting matchup here. Keaton sliding with him. Gives it a three-pointer from the corner, a little short. Rebound, John Hamilton. Hamilton out, they pass to Kerr. Kerr, full head of steam. Into the paint, and an offensive foul going to be called. Kerr called for the charge.
He stepped through it.
He stepped through contact, but you had the defender stepping with him, I thought, on
Kerr
that one.
Kerr tried to Euro around.
Yeah, the call was made from the backside. I don't think you could really see the movement by the Pickett County player. So give the official the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Pickett County back with possession and an opportunity to claim a lead. Clay County 26, Pickett County 25, 6:10 and ticking third quarter. Burton with it out top, gives to Anderson. Anderson now sits up at high post, dishes outside to Harris. His three-pointer no good. He goes out of bounds. Off the hands of Payne Burton, who runs headlong into the stage area. Fortunately, pretty well padded down there.
You see Coach Edwards maybe with a little motivation early here, Daniel. Well, sit a couple of these seniors down and bring in some of these other guys that we've seen. They can play ball, too. Trying to give them maybe a little motivation for his seniors.
Coach Edwards did this very same thing in the Wayne County tournament against Wayne County. He set them down, and it sparked them to come back and play a great second half and come up away with an overtime win, 85-81. Hopefully we see those same effects. Keaton Arms, though, this time stayed. Not all the seniors are down. Another turnover. It was taken away by Payne Burton. Nate Adams had his pocket pick, but Nate comes down, picks the pocket of Burton.
Yes, he did.
They end up granting the ball back to Pickett County. Harris the inbound, works into Reagan. Reagan with it, works against Weston Burble. Shot no good, rebound Arms.
Great defense right there by Burble without fouling, Daniel.
On the floor for Clay County, junior Andrew Smith, junior Weston Burble, sophomore Lance Burchett, sophomore Nate Adams, and senior Keaton Arms. Running floater by Lance Burchett, a thing of beauty. He scores two, and he's fouled. Lance going to go to the line.
That sort of looked like a no call, but I'm glad they didn't leave it that way.
Number 22, Payne Burton, the senior sub for Coach Eminem, call for the foul. Lance Burchett at the line trying to complete the three-point play. He does so. Free throw's good.
It's a great possession by young players right there. Weston Burble with the pass on the backdoor cut to Burchett, and Burchett with a floater and an and one.
No surprise he hit the free throw. An 80% shooter on the season. He is Lance Burchett from the charity stripe. Lance Burchett with a great defense on over Jacob Aminet. Forces a pass. Eli Reagan, three-pointer from the corner, misses everything. Rebound Burchett, full head of steam into the front court. Passes off to Smith. Ball knocked away. Oh, they say it's not knocked away. Just mishandled, I suppose. Yeah. Pickett County taking back over.
Smith got a little bit of a hand on it, I think.
29-25, the score. Clay does have a four-point lead. I don't think Pickett has ever led in this contest.
They haven't. I mean, but you could tell by the reaction of Smith right there trying to catch that ball that it was deflected, Daniel. Otherwise, it's a clean catch.
Yeah. 4:45 and ticking, third quarter. Aminette with it. Gives to Reagan. He's defended by Burble. Dish off now to Miller, defended by Arms. Miller wants no part of that, gives it away. All the way to the hoop is the driver. That was Harris. He misses the layup, kept alive, though, by Pickett County. Aminette to the hoop with a wild-looking move that actually gets points. 29-27. I thought he was a bit out of control, but he fooled me there. Perhaps it wasn't as wild as I thought it was, Thomas.
No, you're right. He got it to go just barely. And I tell you what you're seeing. As Adams finally gets on the board, Daniel, he took some nice shots from the outside. See if that doesn't help his confidence from back there.
32-27 now. 5 points lead for Clay County. That's Adams' three-pointer. Great defense by Nate. He's pressuring senior Anderson with it. Anderson had to give it up.
Well, I was trying to get that before Adams sank that three, Daniel. You know, second chance opportunities is what we're seeing here. When Pickett County's missing shots, they're getting the rebound or they're getting the possession back here in the last 2 or 3 minutes of this quarter, Daniel. That's got to stop if Clay County's going to pull away.
3:39 mark is Pickett inbounds after the defensive foul is called against Nate Adams. His second personal. Weston Burble trying to create a turnover there. Coach Joseph Aminette. Outstanding player from Birdstown here coaching at his alma mater. His team trailing right now by 5, 32-27. His youngest son, Jacob, with it, drives inside. Lance Burchett going to be called for the foul.
Adams with a clean poke on the ball, Daniel, and you're right. The foul is going to go against Burchett.
Lance's first personal of the contest. Ball worked into Anderson now, Tom. 32-27 the score. Keaton Arms, the only of the seniors on the floor right now, as Anderson scores. Dillis and Anderson to the hoop. Lance Burchett under pressure in the backcourt. Going to get across the timeline. A reach-in foul going to be called against Dillon Anderson, who is starting to lose a little bit of his emotional control as I watch him play.
This is some haphazard play going on out there on both sides.
Jimmy Burchett, Allie Kerr, and John Hamilton checking back in. Nate Adams, Andrew Smith, and Keaton Arms checking out. Staying on the floor are Weston Burble and Lance Burchett. Bryce Bailey not dressed tonight. Turned his ankle earlier this week in a non-basketball incident. He is here with the team, but the other senior starter, not dressed.
You can see Burgle earning a little more time of his play here, Daniel, on that change there. And he goes to the hoop and scores.
Burgle with his first bucket of the night. Whistles blow, bringing play to a stop. Coach Watson, what was just called? Did you see?
We hit the ball after it went through the back.
Okay. Did it appear to be intentional that you saw? Sometimes things can happen inadvertently.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just comes through the basket and you catch it. So, you know, I think that's what happened to Burwell there.
Clay back in front by five, 34-29. Oh, a great play by Lance Merchant. Took it right away from Gage Harris. As Harris tried to recollect it, it went out of bounds. And this one's starting to get chippy a little bit, folks.
Yeah, still 5 points right now, Daniel. That's what it was at the break. Cause Clay County's kind of maintaining, but they're not increasing.
Foul going to be called against Caden Miller, the sophomore for Pickett County. Jimmy Burchett, then man from the sideline. 2:30 left in the third. 34-29, Clay County up. Keaton Arms checking back in. John Hamilton checking out. Well, Coach, Clay County's come back to life some this quarter.
Yeah.
Burchett, three-pointer out. Wing, good. Sophomore Lance Burchett.
Put it away.
Extending the Clay County lead back out to 8 points, 37-29. Offensive foul call now against Pickett County. You know, sometimes through the course of a game, officials see, oh, a technical foul. That'll be an assist against sophomore Lyric Paris. I mentioned some of the Pickett County players seem to be losing that emotional control earlier. Now we see the outcome of that. One thing I've always credited this Clay County squad with during the last 23 years is some pretty collective and calm play, primarily due to head coach Rob Edwards and the way he conducts himself on the sideline.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. We've talked about it time after time. You know, teams take on the persona of their coach, and Coach Edwards does a great job with that. Not to say he doesn't get fiery sometimes when he needs to, but stay calm when he needs to, too, as Lance Burchett steps up. Playing like a veteran. Just knocked down the three.
He's great.
Just target from the free throw line, too.
The point being, you can be fiery and emotional in the appropriate manner. And that's what you get. Sometimes you can't talk to officials. It don't matter what you think they call or any of that stuff. But anyhow, back to action here. 10 points the lead after Burchett adds the last several points for Clay County. Weston Burwell with it at high post, works inside to Keaton. Keaton in right block back out to Weston. Weston into the paint, cross court to Lance. Lance fires a three. Little short, rebound Kerr. Actually, Burwell gives to Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy drives, kicks to Keaton in right wing. Keaton to Alec. Alec jump shot, left elbow, good.
Great shot, good pull up.
Kerr on the verge of double figures with that bucket. Maybe already there. Timeout taken by Pickett County. Minute 44 left in the third. Clay County with a nice run, 41-29 the score.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Birdstown, where Clay County has gone up by 12 after only leading by 3, and they did it with a 9-0 run, Daniel, and it was Weston Burwell, Lance Burchett, and Alec Kerr making up that spurt for the Dogs to put them back in control here.
12 points to lead, 41-29, minute and a half left in this third. Foul called. Coach Aminette's been...
And you can see Coach Evers sticking with the young players here. Again, they've earned their time. They've given Clay County a spark. Weston Burwell Don't think you saw him enter the contest against Red Bowling Springs. He's come in, provided that spark, he along with Lance Burchett and this Clay County team. We talked about the depth early, and it's really paying off right now as they made this basically a rally to get back in control here.
Yeah, coming into tonight's game, during the prior 14, Birdville had played 60 minutes collectively. So probably safe to say the most he's played in a single contest this season, Thomas.
Hey, can I do a shout-out to a special fan tonight?
You got it, Coach.
Grace Rush, a faithful fan out on P. Ridge. She gave me a call this afternoon wanting to know if we were going to be online tonight.
Well, I'm glad Miss Bernice is listening.
Yes, she doesn't miss a game. She tries to still make some home games, but she's a faithful listener.
We've got, Miss Vivian Langford, Ruth and Jerry Brown, a lot of folks who don't always get out and travel a lot, they've been asking. They really depend on our broadcast, and we depend on them.
Yeah.
If nobody was listening,
there
wouldn't be a point in doing it, right? Burchett
at
the line shooting, misses the first free throw. Second one's away. Also good. Well, not also, but that one was good. Back to a 12-point lead, 42-30. Pick it with the ball. Just a weave out top. I apologize for not fully learning their players yet in this contest. It's number 21, Caden Thomas scores. On the floor for Clay County, Keaton Arms, Lance Burchett, Jimmy Burchett, Alec Kerr, and Weston Burble. Jimmy with it. Now to Kerr. Over in the corner. Alec hands off to Lance. Lance creates some space. Down to 45 seconds in the third quarter. Burble. Now Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy inside, gets pushed to the floor, no call. They say he lost the ball. Going to go back the other way with it. Piggott County now takes possession. 38.2 seconds left in the third as they do it. Piggott County works to the hoop at our left. Clay County the hoop to our right during the second half of play. Miller out top, gives to Amonette. He drives baseline, gets to the hoop, now blocked. Keaton Arms blocked the shot from behind. The foul's not on Keaton. It's on someone else.
On Burgle, I believe.
Yeah, he was a little deep under the basket there when he took that contact. Three guys on Amonette there on the shot. Keaton made sure it wasn't an and one tip, though.
So we got Jacob at Amonette at the line to shoot two. Foul was against Burgle, his first personal. Clay County has 16 fouls. Piggott County with 7. First free throw is good. Lance Burchett and Weston Burdville to the bench. On the floor for Clay County now, Jimmy Burchett, Alec Kerr, Nate Adams, Andrew Smith, and Keaton Arms. Second free throw is good, Bamanette. Back to an 8-point game, 42-34. 18 seconds and ticking, third quarter. Nate Adams out top. Works left, gives to Jimmy. Jimmy gives to Alec, take it away, but Jacob Abinette, he works ahead to a teammate, shot no good, ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Caden Thomas. It was senior Payne Burton who couldn't make the easy shot go.
Yeah, I'll tell you something else about this team, Daniel. When they make a turnover and something goes wrong, as that one almost went, you don't see them drop their heads. You see them sprint back. Alec Kerr sprinting back after that bad type play to affect the shot on the other end.
The third quarter ends. We've got 8 minutes left here in Burgestown to settle this one. Clay County 42, Piggott County 34.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Burgestown, where Clay County leads Piggott County 42-34 with 8 minutes left here in the game. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber. Clay County just outscored Piggott County 16-13. in that quarter to go up here by eight, headed into the fourth. And they're being led by Alec Kerr's 9 points, and Lance Burchett scored 8 of his 10 to lead the Bulldogs in that decisive third quarter to get Clay County back in control. This Dog Scoring Center has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home on Mitchell Street, just down from Salina K8. Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Kerr misses a three to open the fourth. Pickett County with the rebound. 42-34 the score. Now we have Pickett County. Caden Miller missing the shot from left block. Rebound Keaton Arms. He gives to classmate Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy now pushing across the timeline to Kerr. Kerr to Andrew Smith. Three-pointer left corner. A little short. Rebound Kerr. Alec Kerr's got a lot of rebounds tonight. Very impressed with that young man here.
Got a kick. We'll get that one back.
Lance Burchett checking back in. Andrew Smith checking out. So on the floor for Coach Edwards. Both of the Burchetts. Alec Kerr, Keaton Arms, and Nate Adams. Clay County up by 8 points, 42-34. Adams, three-pointer. Left corner, good.
That's his second one of them, isn't it?
Yeah. Back out now to an 11-point lead, 45-34. Keaton Arms with a steal. Here goes the big man all the way to the rack. Layup good.
Nice, smooth layup.
Keaton is much quicker than you would think he is, and we see a display there.
A little frustration on the sideline.
6:48 mark of this fourth quarter. Timeout taken. Clay County up by 13.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Berkeley Live in Merchtown, 6:40 left in the contest, 47-34. They can get up by 13. Jacob Amonette drives baseline. Whistles blow. Jimmy Burchett called for the blocking foul. Jimmy going to talk to the official, get an explanation of it so he can be sure not to do it again.
Or not get caught doing it again.
First free throw is good by Jacob Amonette. Second one's away. Also good. Brings it back to an 11-point contest. Still within reach here for the Bobcats. 6:25 and ticking, fourth quarter. Kerr with it, left corner. Picks up a dribble, gives the key to the high post, jump shot from the left corner, no good, kept alive by Lance Burchett, knocked out of bounds by Bobcat. Clay County with another possession. Coach, you made the comment during the break earlier that you played the first game as a player in 61. You helped open this gym.
Yeah, we did. I know they were constructing the gym the first half of the season, and Pickett played on the road the whole first half of the season.
Of course, if I'm not mistaken, you guys were district champs back in 61.
Yes, we were. And their old gym had a coal stove down here on the end. And they heated on each end. They heated with stoves.
I remember Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Palmar Garrett telling us once that even before that, back in the 50s when he came up here, due to the coal stove heater, at halftime he put his coveralls on and came back out and played the second half in overalls. We had Burchett at the line, did we not, Thomas?
No, it was Nate Adams.
Adams.
He was going for an and-one opportunity. Missed the free throw, though.
Joseph Amonette receives a technical foul. He can argue it. Oh, we've just got a double.
That'll cost him.
And another whistle.
What is that, $250 and two-game suspension?
There were two different technical signals from the official to the scorer's table, both directed at Amonette. Now, he's going to have to exit the floor.
Right. And I believe if you get two, you get thrown out.
Yeah.
You're out. I had to substitute coach 1 year for Tracy Storm at the Christmas summit over at Livingston.
Those things happen. Everybody spends time in it. Now, he's got, okay, maybe it was just one. He's sitting.
There was a time when a technical foul was a strategy.
Right.
And now it's a sin. I mean, you know, that.
Well, I guess it depends on how you use it, you know.
Yeah.
So, Burgett, did Lance take the free throws, Thomas, and update us?
He made both of them, Daniel.
All right, Clay County back with the ball. I'm wrong, obviously. It was only one technical assist to Amonette because he remains on the bench. Just has to stay seated the rest of the way. Jimmy Burgett called for the travel down on the baseline. We had a poor view of it. 49-36. We missed something.
It'll be 51-36.
Oh. Air ball by Pickett County. Rebound Kerr. Gets to Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy across the timeline. Shakes and bakes. Jump shot. Good. 14 points the lead. 51-36. 5:20 left in this one. Dylan Anderson with it out top for Pickett. Dishes off to his classmate, senior Payne Burton. And they throw it out of bounds.
Coach Amonette just intercepted another pass.
He's got it in his hands.
Still short 2 points.
So it should be 53-36.
What I've got, I mean, Nate had the end. He made that bucket and then missed the free throw. That made it.
Perhaps they called the foul on the floor. Who just shot one free throw?
Yeah.
So off for an and one, man. Alec Kerr has two more. Thomas says it should be 55-36 right now. Scoreboard shows 53-36. Thomas usually is on the proper side of these type things, so.
Well, I mean, unless that was the front end of a 1-1, but I don't see how, Daniel. He blew by the player and made a layup.
They could have called it on, that would explain.
They could have.
They
could have
called it on the floor.
Yeah. That would do it.
Okay. 4:35 and ticking, fourth quarter. Jimmy Burgett left wing gives to Brother Lance out top. Now high post to Nate Adams. Nate has it taken away nearly, and it is taken away now. Dylan Anderson with it out there past Eli Reagan. And he's going to walk, but not be called for it. Misses his shot. And now a whistle's blown. And the majority of the fans are unclear on the call. Fouls against Alec Kerr.
I guess I'll wipe Nate's layup off the board. What do you think?
Yeah.
They're not changing it.
And we can correct it with Coach Meadows' game report if it shows different. Free throw good by Gage Harris. Now, Thomas, I apologize. The main reason that even came about is because I got sidetracked a few minutes ago and wasn't doing a good job of calling the action. Second free throw is away, also good. I said it was Cade Burton. It was Caden Thomas, number 21, on those free throws right there. A takeaway by the Bobcats, another opportunity. Reagan gives to Anderson, three-pointer from the corner. Is good. What a huge shot. 53-41, a 12-point game. Pickett County refusing to go away. Coach Edwards calling a timeout. With exactly 4 minutes left in this fourth quarter, he wants the Bulldogs to regroup. That's what we'll do is we take time out as well. 53-41, Clay County with the lead.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Birdstown, where Clay County leads 53-41. 4 minutes left in this contest.
Somewhere.
And Pickett County scored the last 5 to get it back within striking distance, Daniel.
Keaton Armsway, the high post. This is Andrew Smith. Long baseline jumper. No good. Rebound, Pickett County. Caden Miller with it. Gives off to Jacob Amonet. Amonet kicks over to Caden Thomas. His three-pointer good, and just like that.
Yeah, they're back into the game.
Back into the frying pan here. 53-44.
Got it cut out of double figures.
9 points the difference. Clay with the lead. Nate Adams misses the jumper. Keaton Arms and Alec Kerr fighting for the rebound. Finally, Keaton secures it. Gives to Smith. Now to Burchett, left wing. Back to Nate. Nate going to reset. Coach Edwards barking out orders. Kerr cross court to Adams. Now Andrew Smith in the corner inside the Keaton Arms. Foul going to be called against Anderson.
You know, coming into this one, I thought it would be the domination in the paint of Clay County. I think it took Keaton Arms out of the contest with the early fouls, and then we haven't seen us go back to it, really.
Of course, we saw the second quarter from John Hamilton down low.
Right.
He had
that's
about
true.
Nine.
That's true. And that's
a bunch of points at the end of the first half.
Right? Yeah, and that's kind of the only time we've seen it all night, as Keaton's kind of had to go back and forth to the bench. And I think maybe credit Amonet with that a little bit, too, keeping the pace up with his pressure defense, and just not been a factor here.
What? It has been helter-skelter. That's right. 3:01 left here. Arms at the line. Hit his first. Second one's away. Also good. Keaton, strong free throw shooter. On the season, about 77% from that mark. 55-44. Jacob Amonet, right wing. Jump shot, baseline, no good. Rebound, Kerr. Kerr, close to 10 rebounds at least. When we get the game report from Coach Mattis, we'll know for sure.
And the ones he hasn't pulled down, he's gotten a hand on, Daniel. Kept a lot of plays alive.
Well, it's that elite athleticism. You know, he may have a shorter frame, but that doesn't matter. He probably has the largest vertical leap of any player on the court. Arms to the rack, scores through contact.
Yeah, I mean, it's automatic. You get Keaton Arms with his back to the basket. I don't care if there's 2 or 3 behind him. It's going in the hole, Daniel.
I think he's told that, and it better go in.
Yeah. Arms can definitely take over a game. I was trying to look at Kerr's rebounds on the season. You know, Alec just averaging 2 rebounds a game on the season, but he's going to impress the move that forward tonight for sure. Turnover. Ooh, I thought it was going to be Clay County ball. Pickett going to maintain possession.
We only missed it by 1 team.
Yeah, we had a bad view of it too from here, though. 13 points the lead for Pickett, 57-44. They work into Reagan. Reagan across to Amonet. Amonet now kicks to the corner to Thomas. Back out to Reagan. Now Anderson. Anderson inside, the senior sub scores. Back to 11 points. Jimmy Burchett with it. Gives to brother Lance. Lance across the timeline.
No. Okay, the
did not.
He's going to call him over and back.
Yeah. Didn't hardly get across the timeline before the 10-second call.
He got 1 foot on it. That don't count anymore.
Minute 46 left in this one. Clay up by 11. Thomas, I don't necessarily feel threatened here, but I never have felt good since early in it.
Yeah, you're right. You know, Alec Kerr. Almost with another steal there, and he would have if he hadn't gotten a foul right there.
Of questionable call if you're a Piggott County fan. They thought Kerr was going to be called, but Kerr, with his elite speed, was able to get into position before Anderson was.
I don't think he's supposed to be starting the Alec Kerr fan club tomorrow.
No. Let me tell you something. There's a reason why Alec Kerr's a three-time All-State football player, and we've saw some of the reasons why tonight here on the hardwood, just the leaping ability, the quickness, the speed, and the tenacity that's got him to the free throw line here late in the game.
Yeah, and that's something else we don't get to announce because it comes after the season, Daniel, but three-time All-Stater, he got both All-State selections, the sports writers and the coaches. Also made the All-Mid-State team that encompassed four different classes, regular classes and then a private school class. And then his teammates also being recognized, Joseph Markham making All-State and All-Mid-State, and also Levi Garrett making the sports writer All-State team too.
Just
and the Mid-State. So,
yeah.
That's unprecedented. Accolades rolling in for this Clay County Bulldog team as Avanette goes to the line.
Avanette hits the first free throw. We've still got a little football in us, folks. We've wandered off our time or two, but we haven't got to brag on them since that last broadcast. Second free throw's away by Minette. It's also good. Back to a 9-point game, 57-48 the difference. Minute and a half left, Coach. Definitely enough time here.
I don't believe they can score that many, though.
Virtue with it. Gives to Lance. Back out to Adams. Clay County going to force a foul, perhaps. Arms inside the hole.
What a move.
Big finger roll. Bank shot. Off the right side of the lane. Not a lot of folks can make that one the way Keaton Arms just did. A travel by the Bobcats is unnoticed. Arms pulls down a power rebound, and it's headed back to Black, Purple, and Gold way. Under a minute to play in this one. Offensive foul called against Nate Adams. No, just out of bounds. Lost the handle out of bounds.
Yeah.
56.9 seconds left in the contest. Thomas, 11 points the lead, 59-48.
Yeah, you know, I just got through saying the inside game hadn't been a factor for Clay County. Well, it has been here in the fourth quarter. There's no doubt about that. As Amonette bullies his way in there.
I didn't think you could put your head down, lead with your shoulder through two men and get to the hoop, but apparently you can. And now they make up for it on the other end.
Anyway, my thought was I didn't think it would be a factor. Keaton Arms had 4 points coming into this fourth quarter. He's got 12 so far in this for the game now. Yeah, 8 straight for Keaton Arms to kind of keep Clay County out ahead in this one.
Kerr back at the line here, misses the front end of the free throws. Kerr on the season, a 65% free throw shooter, not his favorite place on the floor. He does hit the second one. As we mentioned, Alec has not played basketball since his freshman year. Coach Edwards is going to take a timeout. We'll do it with him. 10 points the difference, 60-50. Clay County leads, 42 seconds left.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here perhaps for the final time tonight in regulation, 42.7 seconds and ticking now. Since Pickett's inbounded, Jacob Amonette with it. Once again, tries to push his way to the hoop, and they're going to say a defensive foul against Lance Burchett. 37.1 on the clock. Coach Edwards kind of fussing at Lance there, saying, look, just keep the hands off. And, of course, Lance appeared to be doing a decent job of that. Amonette earns his way to the line where he hits the first of two free throws. Both teams been in the double bonus for a while now. Cuts it to a 9-point game.
I I might have turned this thing back on. I might have something important to say.
Well, yeah, we want you, Coach. Avenette hits both of them. 8 points the difference. Oh, a turnover on the Clay County inbound. Taken away by the Bobcats. Back in the hands of Avenette now up top. He loses the handle, picks it back up, takes an extra step, falls to the floor. And a foul's called.
You know, sometimes you wonder what would happen if the defense just backed off and let him go.
Well, that time he would have fallen.
Yeah, just get out of his way.
When you put so much of your body weight forward, you know, that happens sometimes. 28.7, Amanita line where he's an excellent shooter. Hits the first of those two free throws. This is a 7-point game, guys. 28.7 seconds left. Make it. Still a 7-point game. That was no good. Adams on the rebound. Nate kind of shaking up. Took a hand to the face or an elbow, perhaps.
Are we going to shoot a foul on that? Yeah, it looks like.
A foul was tall. Going to walk to the other end. Nate, I didn't see it myself, but it was obvious he took a hit to the face just by his reaction. The officials obviously saw it because they did call a foul. First one's away by Nate. No good off the side. 7 points the difference in the contest, 60-53. Second one's away and good. 25 seconds and ticking. Jacob Amanette, step back three-pointer, misses everything. Turns into an alley-oop play. That shot no good by Anderson. Rebound Jimmy Burgett, and this one's done. Pickett Candy concedes it. Well, it hadn't been pretty, but it is a win.
A win's a win.
61-53. Clay County going to go on to 12-3 on the season overall. 2-0 in district play. Pickett County going to fall to 10-6 on the season. 0-1 in District 7A play. We're going to put together a few things, come right back, and do the CarQuest postgame show. No, that's not right, is it, Thomas? The Farm Bureau postgame show. I'm still in football mode, I apologize. The Farm Bureau postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show, ladies and gentlemen. Proud to say that the girls advance on to 14-3 on the season with their win tonight here in Burstown. And the boys go to 12-3 on the season after their big win tonight, too. We're going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Yeah, guys, you know, Clay County jumped out to a 14-point lead in the first quarter, and then they kind of got stagnant. It ended up being 5 at halftime, and then got as close as 3 at one point until they made a run and got it back to double figures and kind of maintained, didn't they, Coach?
I think we got kind of lackadaisical there and didn't really wasn't concentrating and kind of got away from what we do well.
Yeah, I definitely think you saw that factor into it. Kind of lost their identity there for a minute or two.
Yeah, and then the defensive intensity picked up. We saw Coach Evers go to the bench. And some of these young players came in, and when they did, they made a huge impact. Lance Burchett, Weston Birdwell, and a lot of these younger players, I thought, really made an impact, Daniel, the young players off the bench.
We knew about the depth, and it even went a little deeper than I thought we knew it did. Of course, these guys developed a lot of depth early on before Christmas, and yeah, we can play 12 deep. How many teams in single-A basketball in the state of Tennessee can go 12 deep and not drop off on quality? You know, that's just you.
Yeah, yes, that is. And I'd like to do a shout-out to John tonight, John Hamilton. That second quarter that he played with his inside points,
yes,
really was, you know, really, really important because
a lot of players had a flurry.
Without those points, that flurry he had, it'd been a whole lot closer at halftime.
Yeah, because that was at a time when we kind of had lost that identity. Keaton Arms was on the bench at that time. And John Hamilton had a big second quarter, 7 points, I think, during that stretch.
Yeah, and he's the only one that scored in that quarter. Guys, Bigot County outscored 16-7 in the second. John Hamilton had them all.
Yeah.
So, anyway, kind of one of those ugly, nasty wins, like you say, guys. But we'll take it. I think it's 16 in a row over the Bobcats, Coach Watson.
Yes. Well, that, of course, this rivalry has gone back many, 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 many years and many games. And there's never been an easy game. I take that back. We had an easy game up here last year.
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
That may be the only one in the series I can ever remember.
This was our payback for that, I guess.
Scoring for Bigot County, the senior Dylan Anderson really provided a spark for them. Had 14 points and scored throughout this contest. Caden Thompson ended up with 7. Gage Harris had 6. Eli Reagan had 8. And here's a stat for you, Daniel. Jake and Avonette held scoreless in the first half. He finished with 18, all coming in the second half. And you see, most of that came at the line. He did make one three-pointer, but most of it came from the line with a little assist from the strikes.
Looks like 10 of the 18 were free throws.
Yeah. For Clay County, we saw Weston Burwell came in and played a great stretch, I thought, especially defensively. He also got a bucket during that time, so 2 points for Weston. We see Nate Adams got his first start. I thought he played really solid. He did make 1 3, but took shots with confidence, but didn't end up getting on the scoring column too big, but he had 7 points tonight. Wyatt Browning played early with 2 points. We saw Jimmy Burchett have 5 points. Talked about John Hamilton in his big second quarter. He finished with 9. And then this is this guy's. Three players with 12 points, a cool dozen for Lance Burchett, Alec Kerr, and Keaton Arms. And that's what we've seen from this team. We're seeing multiple players in double figures, yeah. Coach. That's hard to stop.
Yeah, that's hard to defend against. And that'll win you a bunch of ball games.
Definitely will. For a defense, who do I shut down?
That's right.
Pick your poison. Folks, that dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Going to play one more little promo, come back and announce tonight TDS top performer.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your host. As we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here for the final time tonight from Byrdstown, Tennessee, Farm Bureau postgame show. Got a special guest sitting down here at the Twin Lakes broadcast table real quick. Young fifth grader Lily Smith from Hermitage Springs School, proud daughter of Shane and Leslie Smith, owners of Eco Panels of Tennessee. Miss Lily, I know you're a cheerleader down there for the Wildcats, and you've got a special message, right?
Yes. Hello from Hermitage Springs.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss Lily. Come back and join us anytime you'd like to. Well, Thomas, time to announce these TDS top performers from tonight's contest. A lot of good ones to pick from. Going to go ahead and do the girls first. Sometimes we kind of split forces. You'll do the boys and I'll do the girls. But we always are in agreement by the end of it. I wanted to go tonight with Izzy Hale. senior post player for Mount Walker. She scored the first bucket of this contest, set the tone out of the gate. I had yet to see, this is the first game I've watched this year, even though they'd played 16. I've listened to some on the radio, but she looked really good to me. Very under control down there in the post with her moves, her spins, her power moves. Pulled down some rebounds and was consistent throughout the contest. Saw her scoring buckets there at the end of it, too. She started it. I remember making the comment. Scored the first two. Maybe scored the last two.
Well, once she did, she scored the first two of the first half and the last two of the first half. With that bucket, she put Clay County, pulled them back within three at halftime. You remember, Clay County trailed this entire contest, and sometimes by a pretty large margin, but they kept fighting back in it, and Izzy Hill was a big part of that, I thought. And she got Clay County off to a fast start, too. Four of her 10 points, she got into double figures tonight, came in that first quarter, and it wasn't just about points, though. She got them started on the boards with rebounds, with the defense, and I think she's really come a long way here in her senior season, Daniel, getting the start. She's earned the starts, and she's taken full advantage of them. But the big moment for her, I thought, about 3 minutes to go in this game, Clay County's trying to scratch back in it, and they started it, and they got on that 15-0 run. Easy Hell scored the bucket to tie it for the first time all night, make it 54-54. And we've talked about the depth of the Bulldogs. Easy Hell is one of the reasons why Clay County, the girls are so good, too. She just adds another element for the Dogs. Coach Matt Walker, seeing that and recognizing it, starting the two posts, changing his whole scheme to fit Easy Hell into the starting lineup, and I think it's paying off for Clay County.
Yeah, they're looking good. You know, you got Herm Brownie sitting on the post. If either of them get in foul trouble, Maddie Hayes is right there waiting to come in, the junior behind them, behind the two senior post players. Those three, they're strong, a trio as there are in girls' single-A basketball post around the state. I'd put them up against anybody. But Izzy, just a great job tonight. She's a very, very intelligent, smart young lady, and I think that factors hugely into just her the role she plays in the games.
Well, here's another thing about Izzy. I followed her a long time through volleyball and basketball or whatever. She is this team's and these players' number one fan, Daniel. She brings a great attitude to every contest, every game. I don't care what's going on. I don't care if we're down by 20. Izzy Hale's still positive, and I think that's just contagious throughout this team.
Yeah, I agree 100%. 100%. What about the boys?
Well, on the boys' side, a young player who I think you have to go with on this one, Daniel, and that's Lance Burchett. I talked to Cody Edwards this week, kind of a mid-season review and looking ahead, and he talked about having players that can push these seniors and how deep he was. And let me tell you something, Lance Burchett is one of them. He had a cool dozen tonight, 12 points off the bench. We saw 10 of those come in the second half, and I think it was 5 of them coming that decisive 9-0 run in that third quarter, Daniel. He knocked down a 3. He made free throws from the line. It was the technical fouls. I don't know. He just looks like he's been doing it for years. Looks like a veteran out there. We know what an athlete these Burchett guys are and these Adam guys are, but Lance Burchett is getting an opportunity to shine, and he's taking full advantage of it.
Well, he has been doing it for years.
I know.
Because just like,
maybe not on this stage.
Right. It hadn't been in this particular location. You know, I've talked about it a bunch with Jimmy during other times. Same thing with Lance. From the time he could crawl and move around a competitor, you know, when these guys get together on Sunday evenings and have a little game of ball in the yard with Dad Brent out there and Uncle Brian and Uncle Mike and Aunt Tia and all of them's out there. That's a who's who of Clay County sports, and he's been there with them competing the whole time. And he's a tremendous young player, great young man, and we're going to see a lot more good out of him. Yes, Coach Edwards, if he's got a senior guard who's not playing up the snuff that night, or maybe just needs a breather at, you know, at a point in time, Lance Burch can go in, no drop-off. No drop-off.
Yeah, no doubt. Let me go back to that run, Daniel. You know, Clay County, Piggy County had fought back within 3 points. It was 32-29. Weston Burwell gets a putback. Lance Burchett buries a 3 on the next possession. He sinks the 2 free throws on the technical. As these young players like Lance Burchett that kind of got Clay County back in control of this ball game. So it's not necessarily about the points or what he did. And I'll tell you something else he did that I hadn't mentioned about Lance Burchard. It was him and his brother Jimmy that held Jacob Amonette scoreless in that first half and really had him frustrated early on. And, you know, it's on both ends of the court, defensively, offensively. The younger Burchard is just a natural on the hardwood.
You brought up a good point, too. The head coach gets to choose who shoots technical free throws.
That's right.
He chose Lance Burchard.
Yeah.
Lance is the highest free throw percentage on the team, looking at these season totals. Tonight's TDS top performers, Izzy Hale and Lance Burchard. And they were brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Probably not the best broadcast we'll do all year. It was our first one. We'll get better each time. We appreciate Matt Adams coming and running the film for us. I know listeners at home appreciate that new aspect of it. And now that it's here, we've got to keep it around.
Yeah, we're going to try our best. There will be times where we won't be able to have it, of course, with depending on the TSSAA rules and availability and things of that nature. But we'll have it when we can.
Folks, next action for Clay County is going to be Tuesday night at home on January the 10th. A pair of tough games against AA York Institute.
Second meeting.
Both teams lost. Is that right?
That is right. That's
yeah,
correct.
Both teams lost at York, and going to be some great basketball played in Joe Simmons Gym Tuesday night.
Yeah, and I think both teams have improved since those losses too, Daniel. And, a little chip on his shoulder. It's not up in Jamestown either. This one's in Joe Sims Gym on Rob Everett's court, so going to be fun.
Until then, for Joe Sims, for Thomas Watson, for Matt Adams, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.